much about.
It is Halloween.
We are gonna raise hell, gonna
raise hell, gonna raise hell. If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
You know, Halloween is fast approaching. The day when parents encourage little boys to dress like little girls and little girls to dress like whores and go door-to-door browbeating hard-working Americans into giving them free food. Well, you know what, Western Ohio? We've lost the true meaning of Halloween. Fear. Halloween is that magical day of the year when a child is told their grandmother's a demon who's been feeding them rat casserole with a crunchy garnish of their own scabs. Children must know fear.
Certainly glad we all decided to celebrate Halloween. Last time I had this much fun, I was pinned down in a foxhole by the North Koreans.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
What a situation.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I can't believe it.
Roll another one.
I'm gonna boner.
Just like the other one.
Choo-choo.
This one seems to be about to quit.
It's surprisingly salty.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Beat it, weirdos. I don't do Halloween.
Roll another one.
T. Bagging.
Just like the other one.
Why is it so big?
This one seems.
Put them on the glass!
I don't have another cent.
Giant female genitals. So that's nice for everybody.
That is classic.
Just pass it around.
Angry pirate.
So say Queensbridge, say Queensbridge.
And now,
give me some chocolate or I will cut you.
Our feature presentation.
Wow, some of the trick-or-treaters getting a little aggressive this year, if you ask me. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, folks. It is a Friday. It is not just a Friday. It is the fifth Friday and final appearance of 2010 on the 29th of Rocktober of Melfon.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Very nice. Well done. Your phone call is coming up next at 1-800-520-1067. That is the toll-free number. If you want to get on the air, our bass player, Chip, will immediately exit to the next room and answer your phone calls on any topic. Hey, before we get to those calls, how about a little Bean's Death Corner?
Hey, everybody. Gather all the kiddies around the radio. It's time for Bean's Death Corner.
Bean loves death any time of day. He gets all giddy and screams hooray. There's something wrong in his head.
Death.
We don't know what's wrong with Bean, but now you'll get to see what we mean.
Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
I
love death.
I couldn't wait for this one. I'm going to be on vacation next week, and I just couldn't stand the thought of being gone for a week and sitting on this one and not being able to share it with you because I love it so much.
Okay.
Who hasn't played Russian roulette? Raise your hand if you've never played Russian roulette. I mean, as a kid coming up, I mean, it's pretty much a universal rite of passage. Everybody at least gets involved in a few games, right?
With a gun?
With a gun, yeah. You know, yeah. You got the gun.
You know what? I'm raising my hand. I've never
made Russian roulette with a gun as a child or an adult. Strangely.
I played it with a paintball gun.
How sheltered is Lisa to not ever have played Russian
roulette? I feel left out now.
Lisa's no fun. There's no doubt about it.
What kind of parents did you have where they would keep you away from fun?
I don't know.
Did you not ride a bike either?
No, I rode a bike.
Really?
Oh, that's weird, right? I should have ridden a bike with a gun.
I guess so.
Maybe a rack in the back.
Well, here's a you had a rack in the front, baby. Here's a group of men. By the way, for folks who don't know what Russian roulette is, you have a gun and it is loaded. It has one bullet in the chamber, and then each person hands it to the next, and you spin it, and you hope that it lands on one of the five chambers that the bullet is not in, and then you put it up to your head, you pull the trigger, and then you pass it on to the next guy.
That's
right?
That's the game.
As most famously seen in the awesome movie The Deer Hunter, by the way, the best Russian roulette scene ever filmed.
Yes.
So these guys are playing the Russian roulette, you know, like they do. And it's in Delaware, by the way. And it gets to be this one guy's turn, and he's there with his buds, and he says, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to play Russian roulette. And they said, but you have to play Russian roulette. He's like, I'm not going to. It's dumb. It's dangerous. It's stupid, which, by the way, it is, in case anyone misinterprets this conversation as being in support of Russian roulette. He says, I'm not going to do it. So what do you think happened?
They shot him.
They did it for him.
They sure did. They absolutely pointed the gun at him and shot him, and it was his bullet, and he died on the scene.
Wow. Jesus.
That's a rough game right there, right?
They weren't drinking, of course, right? There's no alcohol or anything involved.
You know what? I bet you not. I bet you they
stone
were
stone cold sober.
No,
right?
I bet you they were on meth. That's such like violent, ridiculous meth behavior.
Is that so crazy though to be killed during a game of Russian roulette because you refuse to take your turn?
Wow.
So anyway,
listen, when it's your turn, it's your turn.
I guess so.
You're going to die one way or another. You may as well just do it.
That's a party. That's a party.
I guess they take their rules very seriously, by the way, in that particular round of Russian roulette.
That was Bean's Death Corner.
Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
Oh, Bean loves death so much.
So I guess what we're saying is don't do that, right? Don't be that guy.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what we're saying.
1-800-520-1067. That is still the telephone number, toll free, if you want to call right now and get in on Kevin of Beans. What did you nephew hit it, Steve?
Sorry, you must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Universal Studios has the Halloween Horror Nights going on again this weekend. You can get a $25 coupon off for select nights at Carl's Jr. or get your tickets for free just for being on with us. Why don't we start with Julio? He's on line 5. He's got a question a lot of sports fans are asking today. Hey, Julio, welcome to the show. What it do?
What it do?
What it do?
Hey, so I was wondering, you guys think of is Brett Favre going to play this week, and do you think he'll play better if he wore his Wranglers?
Yeah, for folks who don't know why Julio is asking, in last week's Monday night game against the Vikings, Brett Favre apparently broke his ankle in two places. He's the Iron Man, by the way. He has started, what, close to 300 games in a row in football. That's unbelievable. I mean, that's a record that I don't think will ever be broken. But he refused medical attention during the game. They were practically chasing him around the field, Lisa, trying to get them to let them look at his ankle, and he wouldn't do it.
Well, you can't play with a broken ankle,
well,
right?
He played Monday night with a broken ankle. After he did it, I think it was in the second quarter, he continued to play out the rest of the game. And now people are wondering, is this going to finally kill the streak? Will he not be able to play this coming Sunday? If it were anybody else, I'd say no. The reasonable, smart thing to do would be to sit out. But it's Brett Favre, so I got to feel like he'll go in there if there's any possibility he can.
Wow.
What do you think, Julio?
Well, he's playing horribly, but I think he's going to play. You know, he's Superman at this point. You know, this guy just won't stop.
Well, if you break your ankle, don't they cast it?
You can go in like a boot, like a working boot, I guess, that would be, you know, where you have some type of articulation in the ankle hinge.
So he'd go
like
out
that
on the field in a working boot?
Not working boot like a Wolverine.
I know exactly what you're talking about, but really?
Yeah. There's dudes who have played entire games with broken bones. But it's, you just gotta, like, he's gonna be restricted in his movement no matter what. Mm-hmm. And it's not like he's a guy that relies so much on mobility. He'll step up in the pocket here and there, but it's not like he's Michael Vick. So, right. I mean, he can do it.
Yeah, he doesn't run much, let's face it. By the way, thank you very much for the call, Julio. First of all, ratings are always huge when Brett Favre plays. In fact, the number one TV show of the week this week, I think, was the Sunday night football game with Monday night football game with I can't remember. Was it Sunday or Monday? I think it was Sunday night.
Okay.
With the Favre game. 13, listen to this, 13 out of the top 15 shows, rated shows, of the new fall season for 2010 have been NFL games.
Wow.
How about that?
People like their football.
People do like
their football. It's really unbelievable, yeah.
13 out of 15. And the other two, Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. So the other two in the list. Ozzy, line three on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Ozzy, thanks for hanging on, man. What'd it do?
Nephews.
What'd it do, baby boo?
Good morning.
You as well.
Sorry, Kelly. Getting ahead of myself.
That's all right.
All right. By the way, you do have a rack up in front. I like this, though.
Thank you.
You guys got to check out Channel 4 right now. Lita Loresca.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? We've never heard her.
Yeah, we're not aware of her.
Or talked about her 30,000 times on this show.
Still, you guys got to check it out right now.
Why are you making fun of him? All you do is scream all morning, look at Alita, look at Alita. You do it every single morning. Ozzy's just doing what you do.
But how could Ozzy call after we've talked about it virtually every day for the last 5 years and then try to tip us off to something that we clearly know about?
Because we haven't seen her this morning.
No, but Beans, right. I appreciate the call.
They're not like, hello?
Yeah, we appreciate the call. We appreciate you appreciating her boobs, which we all do. But that would be like calling us this morning and be like, yo, Obama's black. Check it out.
Hey, Psycho Mike.
This is another thing you say every morning.
Mike, you got to check out this band Metallica. I'm telling you. Trust me. You're going to like them.
They're pretty good.
They're good. Once she's standing in front of the green screen this morning, she's like bending over extra today.
I will say, Ozzy, it does seem like this week she has been stepping her game up. Like every day it's been a more revealing outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the call, Ozzy.
No problem.
For folks who aren't lucky enough to watch that channel, that Southern California Channel 4, she's a beautiful Filipina-American weather girl, and she is an unbelievable figure. And 2 days ago, she was wearing an all-white outfit that I just thought, I really wanted to die 2 days ago just because I knew I would never see anything so lovely after that. Like I had already peaked visually in my life. And then yesterday, she had a little top boob, and I think there's a little top boob back today, too. So I don't know what's going on, but she's saucing it up a little bit, and I think I approve.
Saucing it up.
Anyway, got another all-new Kevin and Bean Show for you today.
I pity the fool who would do that.
Well, I think you're going to be pleased, Mr. T. Our friend Adam Carolla is going to be on today. He is an actual author now. His new book, out soon, is called In 50 Years, We'll All Be Chicks. And I think he's right about that, and he'll be telling us all about that on today's Kevin and Bean Show. The man who wrote the original and best-selling zombie survival guide is back on the Kevin and Bean Show. Author Max Brooks joins us today. It's Friday. That means we've got the movie beat today. We've got a little insight into an audiobook. It does seem like it's Book Friday on the Kevin and Bean Show. There's a book and audiobook coming out from The Situation from Jersey Shore. We got a sneak peek at that on today's Kevin and Bean Show. Rob Zombie joins us on the program today. Not about a movie or an album this time, but about a very special weekend appearance on Extreme Makeover, the Haunted House Edition.
Oh.
Nice.
That's interesting.
Kind of a weird thing for Rob Zombie to be involved in, but we'll hear all about that. That's coming up in less than an hour. And we're very happy to announce, I don't think we've mentioned it at all on the air this week, but there is another brand new Kevin and Bean singles party, this time in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Woo-hoo!
So if you've always heard about these parties and how crazy they get, you've always wanted to be a part of it, today is going to be your day. In fact, in about an hour from right now, we'll give you your first chance to win those tickets to join us for a trip to Las Vegas to party with the Kevin and Bean Show. And we'll be broadcasting live from there, too. All of that, plus Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat coming up next year on the Kevin and Bean Show. Today is the 29th of Rocktober. Very nice. And I guess King of Mexico's out today, but we don't use him when Ralph's in, right?
Correct.
So we don't miss him at all?
No.
Not a bit.
Okay. We do. We were down cowbell. Because Strokey's out, and then right. But Lisa May took
I
over.
I picked it up.
Yeah,
she subbed in.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
So we're improv.
Great. She's like the Stevie Nicks of Melfon.
That's right.
I don't know what that means.
Neon Trees singing their hump great us on cocaine. Song Animal. Also Rage Against the Machine, 30 Seconds to Mars, and The Weezer all on the way here on The Kevin Abid Show. It's a new day. Time for a new look at the Showbiz Beat with Ralph Garman. What's going on, Ralph?
I'm scared about this machine. Let me see if this will be the camera effect. It will.
Look at
all right.
That.
Didn't make
that?
Sure. It said Beans Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Ooh.
So I don't know why it says that, but I was afraid to push that button because I didn't know what was going to happen. Ah, Beans got to be sad today.
Why?
First of all, he's a big mo. But secondly.
But beyond that.
Beyond that. I mean, that's every day.
Yeah.
But today we have to say aloha to James MacArthur.
That's very sad.
And for those of you who aren't familiar with James MacArthur, he was the original Dano in the first Hawaii Five-0, very popular series now over on CBS, but he was the Dano. When they used to say, book him, Dano, that's who they were talking to, that guy.
I thought he was real good on that show, too.
Oh, he was Dano. He was 72 years old, and they said he passed away from natural causes. What does that mean when they say someone died from natural causes at 72?
Oldster.
Yeah, but not a lot of 72-year-olds don't die.
Yeah.
So it's not that natural. Something happened to him. Something happened. I think he got hit by a safe. I think someone pushed a safe out of a window and hit him and go, that's natural. Just says, you know, came gravity. That's
out of
natural.
All the options available. That's the one
I'm guessing. Safe. I'm going to put my money on safe.
All right.
Ralph, I have often wondered about that same thing. It's just, I guess if somebody's old and they apparently die in their sleep and there's no foul play indicated at all, I guess what's the point of doing an autopsy and find out if his heart failed or his liver failed or whatever? I guess it doesn't really matter at that point. So maybe they just don't bother.
Or was it a falling safe?
Well, I guess
you
there is
could
that
see that.
Well, Lisa, what are you? CSI? Are you a doctor? You don't know.
I like CSI.
But it was a really, really small safe. this is interesting, I thought. This isn't exactly show business news, but it is the Halloween weekend coming up. And I was fascinated by the fact that yesterday we had a big debate about whether you should give candy to annoying punk-ass
older kids
who show up just to get the free handout, who don't really put an effort into the costume, whatever, and sort of molest and terrify the little kids who are out there trick-or-treating.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out I was way off mark. It turns out that Halloween is not for kids anymore. It's not for kids.
Who's it for?
Okay.
The National Retail Federation has released the spending amounts, what Americans spend on Halloween every year. For children's costumes, America spends $0.8 billion every year.
Mm-hmm.
For adult costumes, over $1 billion. So more money's being spent on adult costumes at Halloween than the kids' costumes.
But that's not for trick-or-treating, though. That's for their adult
But
Halloween
it's for Halloween.
That they
I mean, Halloween now has become, by if you measure it by dollars, more of an adult holiday than a kid's holiday. Here's the thing that really will kick you right in the nads and make you go, damn, my nads hurt. Pet costumes? $1 billion spent on adult costumes, okay?
Oh.
$1 billion spent on adult costumes.
Yes.
I gave you that number already.
Yeah.
For pets costumes, $2.2 billion.
No.
F you,
every
Lisa
May.
F you.
I don't know.
I know you don't, but your ilk does. You and your pet parent ilk.
Lisa Woodruff.
Are you telling me a year, $2 billion a year is spent?
$2.2 billion each year is spent in Halloween pet costumes.
Wow. What we could do with that money for anything
no
else.
No doubt. $1.75 billion spent in candy, so more pet costumes than candy. Decorations over $1.5 billion, and greeting cards about $0.4 billion.
You wouldn't think it's a big
Halloween greeting card holiday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I gotta get my Halloween cards in the mail.
Lisa would dress her dogs up if they could see themselves.
That's true. It's kind of lost on Blindy and
they
Pooper.
Could hear it's like me when I called them.
They tell Stevie Wonder every year he has a costume on.
Russell Brand and Katy Perry, of course, got married last weekend at an exotic Indian wedding. Now, apparently, they're in big trouble.
Are they splitting up?
No, they're not splitting up yet. But their party violated a strict 10 p.m. curfew there on the wildlife reserve.
Well, gee, what a surprise that is.
And the reason that 10 p.m. curfew is in place is because if there's loud noise that goes any later than that, the indigenous wildlife gets sent into an uproar. So you remember that tiger that popped up as an unwelcome guest? You talked to him?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that part. He showed up as an unwelcome guest at the reception. Apparently, It's because of the this noise and light that was going on after 10 o'clock, and that's when these big cats are active at night, and naturally they were curious. So they may have been responsible for their own...
For that cat being beat.
That cat being beat down.
That's wrong.
Apparently there's a hearing set for tomorrow to see whether they should be charged or not.
Dude.
They take this very seriously there in India. But they're already on their honeymoon in the Maldives.
Oh, yes, the Maldives.
Very nice.
Where are the Maldives? Does anyone know?
I think they're just outside of Rhode Island.
No, I think they're mistaken.
Right off the coast of Rhode Island.
Sure.
Does Rhode Island have a coast?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay, that's where they are. Yeah.
That sounds right. I think I'm going with you instead of Lisa on this one.
All right.
Can Oprah Winfrey just tell us she's gay already and be done with it? I don't know if you saw Us Weekly magazine this week, but photos of her and her best friend, Gail, going fly fishing at Yosemite National Park. Could there be more of a lesbian activity? You and your lesbian girlfriend going fly fishing and big waders out there in the stream? Remember that song, Waders in the Stream? By Weezer? Yeah, so apparently they're spending a lot of time together fly fishing this weekend.
I got a taco right here.
Yeah. There's fish involved, all right? But
yeah.
I don't think they're trying to catch it. You know what I'm saying?
Trolling for fish!
Glee actor Cord Overstreet is a little upset.
Which one is he?
Cord Overstreet is the new hunky blonde player on the show.
Okay. With he's got the one who's got my abs. I know the guy you're talking about.
He's got someone's abs. I don't think they're yours.
He's got his abs plus Bean's abs. That's why he looks like that. Bean has no abs and is just left with a chewy, soft caramel center.
Yeah.
His name is Cord Overstreet, by the way.
What is it with the
Cord name? Cord spelled C-H-O-R-D as in guitar chord, as in piano chord.
Why are young, hot television stars always named something effed up?
I don't know. But Cord Overstreet is upset because he said he was at a publicity event recently, and Rumor Willis came up to him and grabbed his hand as photographers were shooting the red carpet. Apparently, the photo has gotten around. Now, people are speculating that they are dating, but Cord, according to Us Weekly magazine, thinks he just did it for the publicity because he's on the hottest show on television.
Sounds reasonable.
Cord and Rumor.
So Cord and Rumor are at odds. There's a big feud between Cord and Rumor.
Listen to these names.
Cord Overstreet. I'm Cord Overstreet, P.I. Dude's on a musical show. His name is Cord.
Yeah. And you saw him step out on that stage wearing essentially just a Band-Aid around his junk,
he's
right?
He's wearing the classic Rocky golden bikini bottoms. Yes.
Yeah.
He's a good-looking dude. Can't take that away from him.
Mm-hmm.
Today's celebrity birthdays. All these folks were born on October the 29th. Chris Baio from Vampire Weekend. 26 years old today. Actor Ben Foster celebrates his 30th birthday. Actress Gabrielle Union. She is a delicious cup of hot chocolate right there.
Sure is.
Well, I like whipped cream on my hot chocolate. You know what I'm saying?
Where would
like
you
know,
nice,
know
what
I'm saying,
don't
saying.
You? Oh, yeah. I think I do.
Be much cooler if you did. She's 37 years old today. Winona Ryder.
Oh, I'm going to say Belle on
Yeah. Okay. She's still Belle-worthy. She's 39 years old today. Watch it. She'll steal your Belle, though, if you're not careful. Because she likes to shoplift. Dan Castellaneta from The Simpsons. Homer is 53 years old today. And acting legend Richard Dreyfuss has been in so many great films. Jaws and The Close Encounters and Piranha 3D.
Probably best known for Piranha 3D, I think.
He's got quite the resume. He's 63 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
You are listening to the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ, heading to Las Vegas next weekend with the Kevin and Bean Show, talking about our latest singles party at the Luxor Las Vegas, courtesy of the Luxor and the Warner Brothers Pictures due date in theaters everywhere next weekend, which, by the way, is when we are going to be there. Your chance to win those tickets coming up in about a half an hour or so right here on the world-famous K-Rock. It is 6:07. Thanks for tuning into the Kevin and Bean Show. He's, believe it or not, one of the biggest TV stars in the world, at least when Celebrity Apprentice is on. The Apprentice has not done so well, but Donald Trump apparently has a new deal with NBC that will have him producing for the network 4 different series. At that point, you're a TV mogul if you've got 4 series going on, but I'm a little bit confused as to what some of these shows are all about, so we asked producer Alex to line up Mr. Trump for us, and I believe he joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, the Don, how are you, man?
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Well, we're doing fine. We know you're very, very busy out there in New York.
I'm the busiest man in the history of all people who have ever had things to do, who had a schedule to keep, and I had appointments to keep, and I had a list of things that had to be in certain places at certain times.
Why so much hyperbole from you, Donald? You're already very popular and very successful. Why is it you have to, if you'll pardon the pun, trump everything up to the nth degree?
I am not. I'm not hyping anything up. This is just. I just say the truth. That's all. I just tell you as it is.
Are you busier?
I am the most truthful person ever in the history of all the people who have ever told anything that wasn't a lie.
Okay. Why do you think your show of The Apprentice right now is getting such low ratings, the regular People Apprentice, not the Celebrity Apprentice?
Muslims.
What?
The Muslim plot.
What do you mean? Muslims are stopping people from watching it on TV?
I don't know. I'm just trying to find somebody to blame. It's just not a very good show.
That's a good choice.
I figured Muslims would be safe.
Well, not really, no. You're likely to get fired like that guy on NPR. All right, so Celebrity Apprentice, that is coming back. You're back with that in January. Do I have that correct?
It is. It's going to be the best Celebrity Apprentice ever, the biggest, highest-named celebrities ever, the biggest A-list celebrities. We're going to have the biggest list of people you have ever seen on a television program.
Okay, but you talk about that and you make it sound like it's going to be Tom Hanks and Julia Roberts on The Celebrity Apprentice. And then when the show actually comes around, it's like Janice Dickinson and Andrew Dice Clay.
Huge, huge names. Exactly. People like that. This year we've got our fingers crossed. We're hoping for Flash Gordon, Sam Jones.
I'm sorry?
No, he played Flash Gordon in 1980.
Okay, that's a big celebrity for your apprentice
show. Oh, if we could just land him.
All right, tell us about some of these other shows that maybe we don't know about yet.
Big shows coming up. Keep It in the Family, which is about companies that are owned by families. Exciting, huh?
Well, it does. I got to be honest. On the surface, it doesn't sound all that exciting.
The Trump Universe, an animated project about the future, where I run the universe.
Okay, and that's just because you're a megalomaniac and want to run everything.
No, because I'm on the verge of running the universe. I'm very close to closing the deal.
Okay.
With Stephen Hawking.
All right, I did not know that.
The ultimate merger. Mm-hmm. About people merging.
Okay, explain that one to me, because when I first heard the title, I thought, well, that's an interesting idea for a porn movie, but what are you doing with it on TV?
Let's say you have a business, and let's say I have a business.
All right.
We merge. Ah!
And that's
exciting.
A show?
Exciting TV. We, of course, have the Trump's Fabulous World of Golf on the Golf Channel.
And what do you do there?
I golf and show you greens.
Okay, and that's a show?
Yes.
Hey,
and those are just
out
my NBC shows. I'm starting to make deals with all of the other networks as well, with some of the most exciting original programming ever to air on television, as long as there have been photos on a tube and a box.
Okay. You got other stuff that's even better than the NBC shows.
Absolutely.
Like
coming
what?
Up next fall, Dancing with the Donald, where I will be out there on the dance floor with different people dancing every week.
Everybody has to dance with you?
Yes.
Okay.
And then we dance all for like an hour, and if they had to sit down, I go, you're tired.
All right,
also coming up next season,
I might watch that.
Trump 5-0.
Trump 5-0?
Yes. I play a cop in Hawaii who's very active.
Okay, it doesn't sound like you thought that one through very much, Mr. Trump.
Also coming up soon next year, Trumpy Shore, where I go GTL, and I put on the shirt before the shirt. But it's the greatest shirt that's ever been put on before any other shirt has ever touched it.
Okay, but it sounds like all of these shows are just thinly veiled rip-offs of existing shows that are already on
these
the air.
These are original shows with the most original cast and the most original minds in television behind them.
Okay, you're not winning me over so far.
Trump Blood, where I become a vampire.
Uh-huh. But people already have True Blood. Why do they need to see a 60-year-old man do that job?
Because it's me.
Because it's you,
right.
Okay.
Keeping up with the Trump-dashians.
Come on.
It's me and my two brothers, and we go out and we party, and we one of them's really ugly.
Sounds about right, okay.
Trump's Anatomy. The medical show where every week I have a problem and the doctors have to try to fix me. Go, look at this mold. Does this look like cancer? I don't know. Let's take it off. All right. Trump's Anatomy.
We don't need you on every channel, on every show, every night of the week. We just don't.
Desperate Trump Wives.
Okay.
Where all my ex-wives live together on our street, and crazy things happen. Mysterious things.
I would watch that one, by the way, because you have lots of crazy ex-wives.
The Big Don Theory. I hang out with a bunch of geeks, and I go, oh, you guys are geeks. And they say, yeah.
That's well thought out.
The Trump Whisperer.
All right.
Where a guy comes to me and goes, and I do what he tells me.
Okay, but How is that a show? That's da, not da, a da. Show. I guess if you put da da da, it, now it's a show.
What if I'm naked and wearing a dog collar?
I'd watch
okay.
that. All right.
Hey, this is Rob Zombie wishing you a happy Halloween.
Always a thrill to catch up with our friend Rob Zombie, one of the nicest guys in rock and roll. And when I think of Halloween, I think of Rob, and he's on the phone with us right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Rob, how are you, man?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing?
Great to talk to you. You know, I was just reading up. I guess I didn't realize you were doing this Halloween Hootenanny tour out there with Alice Cooper. Man, that sounds like a lot of fun. And you had midget wrestling involved as part of that show?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well,
there was one day there were quite a few midgets, but perhaps they were wrestling. I wasn't sure. I just thought, you know, we have a lot of short fans.
That's awesome that you and your old friend Alice Cooper got to go out and do a show. I mean, that's got to be one of the great rock and roll double bills to have you two played on the same stage. How much fun is that?
It was awesome. You know, it's not very often that you can find another person to tour with where both shows are so complimentary to each other. So it was all good, all good.
Absolutely. Well, before we talk about your big TV appearance this week, and I have to ask because you are the movie's Rob Zombie, you catching up with any of this year's fare? Have you been out to see? Have you seen the Saw movie yet? Have you been out to see the Paranormal Activity? What do you think of the crop of new horror movies this season?
I have not seen anything just because I've been on tour and there's very little downtime. So now the tour ended a couple days ago, so I have plenty of time to see things. But up till now, I've seen nothing.
Got some catching up to do, it sounds like. And the other movie question I've been dying to ask you is, ever since Machete came out from the Grindhouse trailer, and now there's talk that Eli Roth is going to make the Thanksgiving movie, has anyone talked to you about making your SS Nazi werewolf movie?
Not recently. I mean, the only time they talked to me about it was right before Grindhouse even came out. Before Grindhouse came out, I remember Bob Weinstein saying, oh, you know, we're going to want to make this movie. And then... that was the last time I talked about it. It's funny, as you should say, that I was just watching the Grindhouse Blu-ray right now trying to figure out what the hell was on it. Because we did an extended cut of Werewolf Woman of the SS for it, but I hadn't seen it in so long I couldn't remember what it looked like. So, as of right now, no plans.
I bought the Blu-ray also when it came out, by the way, and that's my plan for Halloween night this year. I'm going to put that in, watch all the Grindhouse and all the extras, too. I can't wait.
Oh, my God. There's a lot.
Except for when I tune over to ABC at 8 o'clock on Sunday night because it's time for Extreme Makeover Haunted House Edition. I bet Extreme Makeover is a show you probably never thought you'd end up being involved in.
Yeah, you could pretty much get a pretty good bet with that one. Yeah, no, I never thought I would. And when they called, I was like, really? Okay.
So what are you doing? What's going on?
Well, it actually makes sense when you hear the premise. What it is in Salem, Oregon, there's a school for the deaf, which I thought, oh, good, they should be huge fans. anyway, every year they do a haunted house in order to raise money for the school so that it won't be, you know, obviously shut down because, God forbid, the schools stay open. And, you know, that was what they did. So we went in there with Extreme Makeover and took their... You know, they're pretty lo-fi, fire has a death trap haunted house and turned it into, you know, super deluxe theme park level spectacular.
Now, if I recall correctly, I don't have this in front of me, but one year weren't you involved in creating some sort of a maze or haunted house or something like that up at Universal?
Yes, actually I am this year too at Universal right now for the next few days. I don't know when it closes, but there's a spectacular maze based on House of a Thousand Corpses running right now, which is turned out to be the most popular thing they've ever done, they said.
Wow.
The wait lines are the longest they've ever had, and it's the highest rated one. They spent a fortune on it. It's pretty – they practically spent more money making the maze than we actually spent making the movie.
So this is right in your wheelhouse, creating something like this that's kind of fun and scary at the same time. So – basically, these kids raise money every year to keep this school going, and part of the way they do it is because they have this you know, the Halloween event.
Yeah.
And it had gotten to the point where it was so run down that they weren't going to be able to have it anymore because it was unsafe, and that's where Ty and the boys come in.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they thought it was unsafe. I just thought it was unsafe.
So what kinds of and by the way, is it? I guess they make the maze for everybody to come through. It's not that you have to factor in that the students are deaf, because the paying customers that come in, I guess they can hear. So you're able to use all the senses when you're creating your horror for down there.
Yeah, actually, I mean, I was wondering what the students would think, because so much of the scares are audio, you know, because it's loud noises and all kinds. It creates all the atmosphere, you know. Whereas obviously they can only use the visual aspect, but no, it's totally for the general public. It's not just for the deaf.
Were you there when they did the big reveal, where they pulled the curtain aside and everybody got to see what you'd done?
Oh yeah, I was there.
And I've never been on one on site, but it looks like an unbelievably emotional moment when the people see, you know, they've been kicked out for a week and then they come back and they see what you've done with it. It just looks, I mean, it looks like the most touching thing in the world when they realize how much somebody else cares about them.
No, they're pretty blown away. That was one thing that was kind of cool about the show, because I'm a pretty jaded person and I always think everyone's, you know, full of crap. But, you know, the people that work on the show are very genuine, and they do put a lot of time and effort into these things. And all the people that work, you know, in the background you see doing construction all donate their time for free. So it is a pretty genuine effort on everyone's part. So I was pretty amazed by that. And, yeah, you know, once they reveal it, everybody starts crying. Not me, of course, but everybody.
Not you. Yeah, you're too tough. You're too tough to cry, yeah.
I just stood there and said, stop being a bunch of babies. What are you crying about?
You're screaming at them. I just picture Rob Zombie out there screaming at deaf kids to not cry, too, by the way. Extreme Makeover Haunted House Edition airs Sunday night, October 31st. Hey, that's Halloween, don't you know, at 8 o'clock on the ABC. And what do you got going on for 2011, Rob? What do you got planned already?
Well, we've got to do some more touring. We're heading over to Europe for the first time in a long time, do a big European tour. And then after that, I'll start my new film, The Lords of Salem.
Fantastic. You are living the dream, my friend. It's always great to catch up. I'm glad you're doing so well. Thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. That's the great Rob Zombie. This weekend is Halloween. Next weekend, ladies and gentlemen, Kevin and Bean road trip singles party to Las Vegas. Talking about taking you to the Luxor, courtesy of the Warner Brothers Picture due date, which is in theaters next weekend. If you are single and want to go, we want to hear from you right now at 1-800-520-1067. Here's the theme. Here's the conversation we're going to be having this time. This is your redemption tour in Las Vegas. We want to hear your stories of Las Vegas fail. You've been to Las Vegas before and you blew it. You made a mistake. Something got screwed up. Something didn't work out the way you thought it would. You got stranded with no money and no clothes.
Yeah,
we want to hear what happened.
Big fail in Vegas.
Let's face it. Everyone who goes to Vegas often enough has a disastrous Vegas trip.
Yes.
You lost all your money and your car and had to hitchhike home. I mean, we're looking for the worst fails in Las Vegas, and we're going to give you a chance to redeem yourself. Again, 21 and over, and you have to be able to go with us next weekend. But if you're single, great opportunity for you. It's going to be a lot of fun. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls coming up next, right after this, on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Stop.
Why does Mike excuse himself to go to the bathroom every time Jared Leto's on the radio? Or shouldn't I ask?
No.
Hey, Mike, this is Jared. Stop with the noise. You're freaking me out.
It's 106.7 K-Rock KROQ. It is 6:36. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, taking the program on the road next weekend. It's Kevin and Bean's Las Vegas road trip singles party at the Luxor. Hit it, Steve.
I'm renting a party bus and taking all you regulars to Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
It's Kevin and Bean's
Vegas
road trip
singles party.
Woo!
It seems like, am I wrong about this, Ralph? It seems like it's been a while since we've taken the show to Las Vegas.
Too long. Way too long. I can't remember the last time.
Brought to you by the Luxor Las Vegas and Warner Brothers Picture due date in theaters everywhere November 5th. That, of course, is the awesome movie with Zach Galifianakis and Robert Downey Jr., which looks so very funny.
RDJ.
And RDJ,
that's right.
This time around, I mentioned it's the Vegas Redemption Tour. We're looking for folks who have failed in Vegas before. Everybody's had at least one bad experience, usually because of dumbass decisions that you've made. But we want to give you a chance to wipe that from your memory.
It's like there's any other kinds of decisions made in Vegas, by the way.
Well, I'm just saying, it's not like you go to Las Vegas and you get hit by a car and it's out of your hands. I'm saying lots of people, they screw up on their own. But we're going to give you a chance to erase that from your memory and replace it with a great memory. So if you're single, 21 and up, and you can join us next weekend, 1-800-520-1067. Let's kill the music for the kids on the phone here, Psycho Mike, and let's talk to some people, see who gets to go. We'll start with Adam. He is on line one. Joining us, a different Adam, joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Adam, you potentially could be the first person let into the Kevin and Bean Singles Party for next weekend. What's your deal? What happened to you in Las Vegas, my friend?
Well, we went there for a bachelor party, and, you know, obviously when you do that, you got to go to the strip club, right?
Yes.
So we go to the strip club, and we're there, and we got the VIP section thing, and I decided to go into the back room and get a lap dance or whatever.
Good man.
And, I got to do that. So I go back there, and my friends wanted to go to another strip club, and the stripper was like, oh, yeah, go ahead and let them go, man. You get a free limo from this place because you were in the VIP section and all this. So I was like, oh, all right, guys, go ahead and go. I'll meet you over there. So I go in the back and I start getting all this stuff. They take me there. They're like, oh, well, do this. You know, you got to buy this much alcohol and you got to do this. And I was like, whatever, man, let's do this. So I charged like, you know, $600 of junk to my credit card.
Whoa.
And it turns out that since I'm out of state and that's a lot of money, that they won't let my credit card go through because they think it's stolen. So then I was like, uh-oh, you know. And the bouncers and everything are kind of looking at me like, what are you doing, dude? You don't got no money. So I basically started panicking because I'm pretty drunk at this point. And I just kind of booked it out of the strip club as fast as I could. And then now I'm in Vegas in some area that I've never been in before. I don't even know where I'm at, and my friends are gone. I don't have a limo. I don't have a taxi. And I'm wandering around in the ghettos of downtown Las Vegas.
There's definitely a wrong side of the tracks, too, in Vegas.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Take your life in your hands.
It was the wrong side of the tracks, and I didn't know where I was going, and I basically had to sober up.
All right, Adam, first of all, very funny story, but something sketchy here. Most people in Las Vegas at the strip clubs with their credit cards are from out of town. What was it about yours that they didn't want to accept it? Is it that you were above your limit? That it wouldn't run because you didn't have that much money?
Yeah, when I called them the next day, I guess they said it was, I guess I can only charge a certain amount to my cards or whatever, and since it was out of state, they, you know, thought it was weird or whatever.
Yeah, the credit card company, sometimes if suddenly there's a huge charge out of the state where you live, they'll assume that your card was stolen and they will put a freeze on your card.
I got you.
Yeah. So did you skip out on them owing them a bunch of money?
No, I skipped out, dude. I didn't have, because I couldn't, I tried my ATM card and my credit card, and they're both from the same bank, so neither one would work, and I didn't have that kind of cash.
But you dined and dashed, right?
Yeah, you left without paying the strip club.
Yeah. Oh,
dude, they are looking for you. Your picture is going to be up all over town. Do we want to bring Adam's drama with us next weekend, Ralph? What do you say?
Hell yeah.
I think so.
Adam needs to redeem himself.
Bring some cash this time, Adam. Yeah, don't screw around with credit cards. Bring some cash. All right, we'll see you next weekend in Las Vegas, my friend. Let's try Anthony, line two on the Kevin and Bean Show. Anthony, thank you for calling. We're talking about Las Vegas disasters. We're going to give you a chance to redeem yourself. What happened?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
All right, so we take my buddy, he's a virgin, right? And we take him to Vegas, and we figure, why get him one lady of the night when we could afford two of them? So we get him two girls, and he's up in the room. My buddy, first off, you got to understand, he's not the best-looking guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's also not the smartest, obviously, from the story.
Well, that sounds like a great dude. That's what hookers are for.
So we get him upstairs. We get the hookers for him. I guess he takes out the money. He gives them the money. They tell him that they need to go downstairs and get change. Yeah, so he says, okay, well, go ahead, I'll be right here.
Because that's what hookers do, they get change for you.
they don't carry cash registers on them. I mean, come on. So me and my other buddies are downstairs playing blackjack. We see the two girls walking through the casino. So we're thinking, oh, yeah, he handled his business, he's going to come down.
That was fast.
Yeah, he's going to come down a new man, you know? And so he comes down, he explains to us what happened, and we're like, oh, man, what did you do?
So basically,
your poor friend, who's a virgin his whole life, which is the only way to be a virgin, by the way, and then he's laying there in the bed waiting for these girls to come back, and it's on. It's finally going to happen. And then I wonder how long it took him to realize, oh, my God, they're not coming back. I just got taken. That's awesome.
After we see the girls walk through, it took them about a good 20 to 25 minutes.
That's so sad.
The first rule of hookers is you pay for services rendered after the fact.
Exactly.
You're right.
and you lock them in from the inside. That's the other thing I've learned. All right. Now, it sounds to me like his weekend was the disaster more than yours. Are you planning on bringing him with you to Vegas?
Oh, guaranteed. This is a redemption weekend, and I think he needs a big redemption here.
Okay. Bring your friend, then. That sounds awesome. You are in. Well done. All right, let's try. That's not the right button. Let's try our friend Israel. I like the sound of this story. Israel is on line four, joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up? Yeah, well, check it out. I'm from Michigan originally. When I turned 21, my friends decided, hey, you know what? Let's get a one way to Vegas. Let's just do it. All right, so we got it during school. Okay. So we head out. We go out there. I'm like, oh, you know what? I'll take maybe $500, you know, buy my one-way ticket back. I'll spend about $100 on the casinos, $200. I do that. You know, I'm rolling big. I'm hitting. I hit $700. Boom. I lose it all. I have no money to get back home to buy a flight, not even the cheapest flight. I had to end up staying there an extra 3 weeks. Finding a job to make enough money to get back home.
Awesome. How industrious are you? That's awesome.
What's worse about it is that those 3 weeks that I missed my final at school, so I ended up having to take a whole semester at school. So in terms, I ended up wasting about $15,000 for an extra semester.
How did you not have, like, family or something that could help you?
Well, but the thing is, I'm more independent, so I can't even call my parents. It's kind of that kind of thing.
Now,
so,
yeah, not everybody can do that, unfortunately.
I am fascinated with your plan to stay in Las Vegas, get a job to earn the money. I mean, there have to have been a lot of other ways to handle it. I mean, put an ad on Craigslist and offering to pay somebody to take you, you know, somebody who's already going to Las Vegas or going driving back to Los Angeles, you know, get a ride with them and pay them
He's
when you get
Michigan.
There.
He's in Michigan at the time, Bean.
Well, that's not going
to
help.
That's a long drive to Michigan.
That's not, what are the chances you're going to find someone driving from Michigan? Yeah, you were hosed, Israel. That is not a good weekend in Las Vegas.
Hey, you know what, though? It was nice, though. I mean, since I was there 3 weeks, I made enough my first week to go back home, but I kind of went back to the casinos.
Now the story changes. He's a compulsive gambler.
And liar, too, apparently. All right, Israel, what do you think, guys? Well,
at least Israel will know he'll have a ride back if we take him to Vegas. His transportation will be covered.
Although Israel's accent doesn't strike me as Yiddish.
All right, you hang on, my friend. We're going to see you next weekend. By the way, where are the ladies with their disaster? We may have to do that later. We may have to do another round of these later on in the show because all guys far.
We got Randy on line eight.
All right, let's squeeze in Randy then, because I'd like to get at least one girl on the air for this segment.
Second, for Rules of Vegas, pay the hookers after the fact. And number two, always buy your return ticket up front. You got to have a way back.
Good point. Okay. Randy, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What happened to you, my dear?
Hi. Okay, so I went out with me and my girlfriend to Hollywood, thinking we're going to have a balling time, have a good time for my friend's birthday. So we went out, we met this guy who was balling it up, drinking, ordering bottle service, taking us out, having a good time. Turns out, he goes, let's go to Vegas. I'm a promoter. We can go out to the clubs. We can, like, really party up until late night. So we agreed. We decided to go check it out. And then turns out, when we get there, we hang out. We have a couple drinks. We started at the Palms. Ended up going up to a suite, having a good time.
Wow.
As soon as that... Yeah, sorry.
No,
but
it's
as
great.
As soon as that ends up, he ends up meeting another girl, going, ditching us, taking off, leaving us with no car, no ride, no nothing. We're now stuck in Vegas, need to get back to L.A. because my friend has to work in the morning.
Wow. So wait, so you guys drove to, you lost me there. You drove to Las Vegas but had no way back.
Had no way back. We thought it would be a fun whim for my friend's birthday, kind of get
All right, with the language there, yeah.
Sorry.
Shoot is better, yeah. All right, real quick then, how'd you get back? What'd you do?
We ended up having to cab it. We had no other way. We had no ride to get back. We had no other money. We ended up using my friend's mom's credit card.
Hold on. You took a cab from Vegas to Los Angeles?
To L.A. We had to take my friend's credit
card.
What
did that cost?
And said, so, thanks, Mom.
What did that cost?
Yeah, what was the bill from the cab?
I think it was like $350, plus the guy wanted like at least a $50 tip for driving us in.
Would have been way cheaper to fly.
Well, did you ever even think to go down to the airport and just buy a cheap ticket?
She had to be at work in the morning.
We had four girls, so...
Flights to Vegas stop at, like, midnight.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
We had four girls, so, like, piling
good
on
times.
That many people...
Yeah. I love a party where we're already stocking the pond with losers. All right, Randy, congratulations. We'll see you next weekend in Las Vegas. 1-800-520-1067. Write that number down. Hang on to that. Later on today, we'll give you another chance to join us. It's going to be next weekend, the Kevin and Bean Las Vegas Singles Party. Thanks for calling. Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat next.
Friday, the fifth Friday of the month of Rocktober.
One, two, three, boom!
Whoa. Adam Carolla joins us coming up after the top of the hour. He is an author. He has written a book and some junk, which surprises me, by the way. Not the most most likely candidate to write a book, but he has done it this time, and he'll tell us all about
Here's
it coming up on the Kevin Beach Show.
Yeah. I have written one more book than I've read.
First, though, Ralph is here with the – Ralph's – Adam Carolla's former roommate here with the Showbiz Beat on a Friday Kevin Beach Show. What's going on?
How you doing, Sparky?
I don't think it sounded anything like that, but thank you.
All right, then. Woo.
Woo.
Pamela Anderson. I'm sorry. Let me try this again.
Okay.
Pamela Anderson.
Pam Anderson?
Yeah. She is a giver. She's taking her clothes off for charity. TMZ told us yesterday that she is donating her entire fee from her next Playboy magazine layout to a group called Waves for Water. It is a group that distributes water filters to people who don't have access to clean drinking water. So this company, or charity rather, Waves for Water, sends these filters out to impoverished nations like Haiti and other locations where clean water is at a premium, and helps them drink water, which, you know, we take for granted here in America that you can just turn on a tap. People don't even turn on a tap anymore and drink the water, but you get it in bottles and stuff. It's hard for a lot of people to drink water. So she's taking $25,000 that Playboy is giving her and just told them, write a check to this group. Don't even write it to me. I don't want to see the check. Just send it to them. So that's very cool of her. Yeah. That's using boobies for goodness.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Versus these women we're hearing about in Vegas who use their boobies for evil.
That's right.
That poor guy who got ripped off by a hooker. That's sad.
You can't trust a hooker. Who can you trust?
Well, you can't trust a hooker. That's what I've always said. So you have to act like you can't trust a hooker.
Right.
Right?
Never trust a big butt and a smile, Ralph.
That too.
That girl is poison.
Mike, the situation Sorrentino. I don't know if you guys caught the reunion show last night or not, but they were hashing out all the drama from their summer in Miami. Apparently, this is troubling. But we already hear about Snooki's spinoff show. Excuse me. Us Weekly magazine says that he is getting his own spinoff reality show. Situation's calling it a reality version of Entourage.
I'd still watch it.
Would you really?
Yeah.
But Entourage is boring, and they actually pretend like Vince has a movie career and stuff.
Yeah. You want to see the situation going around from clubs to clubs with his buddies from home and then...
Yes.
And
here's the deal.
Showing his abs off?
I love the Jersey Shore, but I was kind of getting tired of Ronnie and Sammy's relationship and Snooki bringing her friend in. I want to see Vinny in the situation going and talking to girls.
He was the MVP? MVP?
That's right. VIP MVP. That's what I want to see. I want to see that. It's funny to me.
All right. Well, you'll be a very happy man. CBS has just announced they are picking up a new sitcom starring Rob Schneider.
All right.
I wish he would just be in the situation's Entourage and we can just ignore them all in the same show.
You can do it.
It's his first TV gig since Men Behaving Badly in 1996, and apparently the premise is about a guy who marries into a huge Mexican-American family, and he's going to be a fish out of water. Oh. What the f***? And this is interesting casting news. I don't know if I'm excited or not, but apparently, are you familiar with the Broadway show Rock of Ages?
Yes.
Yes.
It is basically 80s hair bands, their music, put to a storyline, and they sing all the classic sort of hair band songs.
It's a smash hit, too, right on Broadway.
Wildly successful. They're doing a feature film version of that show, and it looks like Tom Cruise will be playing one of the roles.
Wow.
Tom Cruise singing out some of the best rock anthems of the 80s.
Hmm.
Access Hollywood also reports that Taylor Swift is in talks to play one of the other roles.
Pam Anderson?
Not Pam Anderson, Taylor
Swift. I don't picture either of them as having rock credentials.
I don't either. I think it's odd. I think it's a strange mix. But look, if he can pull it off, Tom Cruise could really reinvigorate his career with a smash hit success like that.
And they do Def Leppard and Bon Jovi and Poison songs and whatnot, right?
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of rock credentials, Kid Rock thinks Steven Tyler's making a huge mistake by taking the gig on American Idol. He told Entertainment Weekly that Steven Tyler is, and Aerosmith is, a sacred American institution of rock and roll. And this is the stupidest thing Steven has ever done, he said. You know what he's never done, Kid Rock? Rhymed things with things in a song. He's never done that. We were smoking funny things and we were drinking different things. F you. F you, you lazy hat-wearing bastard.
Look, there's a part of me. I was a huge Aerosmith fan, and Game I believe they're one of the greatest American rock bands of all time. There's a part of me that wishes they had all died in a plane accident in 1981.
Man.
But they didn't. I agree. Steven Tyler's got a right to, you know, he's an old woman now. He's got a right to move on and try to make a living and do something else.
And really, their rock credentials have sort of gone by the wayside. Anyway,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Once they started singing love ballads on movie soundtracks and stuff, they really stopped being the rockers that
kids
they were.
Kids that are in college now only know Aerosmith as a cheesy, kind of adult contemporary, middle-of-the-road
don't want to miss a thing! Yeah.
The baddest rock band on the planet.
At one time.
Yeah, I mean, the baddest ass, most kick-ass blues-based rock band.
Here's the sad fact, Mike. Everybody gets old.
That's right.
And a squirrel's got to find a nut. So I don't blame Steven for taking the job.
I don't
either.
I mean,
set him up for life. He'll be done now.
I was going to say, it's probably huge money, too.
Yeah, I'm sure. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Chris Baio from Vampire Weekend.
He was Charles in charge, right?
Yeah, he's great. he's 26 years old today. He's Chachi, too. Vampire Weekend, by the way. What a perfect band for Halloween, huh?
Yep.
That's right. That's right. Ben Foster is 30 years old today. Actress Gabrielle Union is 37.
Oh, my God.
Winona Ryder is 39. A lot of people forget that Winona Ryder and Johnny Depp at one time were practically married. In fact, Johnny got Winona Forever tattooed on his arm. And we always say here on the Kevin and Bean Show, don't get your significant other tattooed on your arm because that will be the kiss of death. And so Johnny had to have several letters removed from that tattoo, and now it says Wino Forever. It's a true story.
Awesome.
Dan Castellaneta from The Simpsons. He is Homer on that show. He is 53 years old today. Not just Homer, but also Krusty and a bunch of other great characters. And Richard Dreyfuss celebrates his 63rd birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. You know, it is Book Friday on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're very excited to welcome a very prominent young up-and-coming author named Adam Carolla. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Hey, Ace Man, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Great to be a part of the magic.
Ace, I have to tell you, although I love you, and I think you're one of the most talented broadcasters I've ever met, you are the last person I ever would have expected who would actually have the fortitude to sit down and write a book.
Yeah, I know. I didn't see this one coming either. And, you know, I always tell people, like, the people go, you don't read, you barely write, you're functionally, I'm not even functionally literate, I think I'm just illiterate. And so they go, they always go, why'd you write a book? And my answer is sort of the same, the one I used to give when people go, like, what are you doing on Dancing with the Stars? At some point, somebody goes, hey, you want to do this? And you go, how much? And they go, here's how much. And you go, okay. And then you do it. And then you're usually happy you did it at the end because it's not your ideas for yourself and what you should be doing aren't usually good. They're repetitive.
Right.
You end up doing the same thing over and over again. So it's kind of nice when someone, I would have never thought to write a book, but the good folks over at Random House thought it might be a good idea. And I'm really proud of it. It's really good. I'm really happy with it.
The book is called In 50 Years We'll All Be Chicks. It comes out in stores and online Tuesday. And it makes so much sense because, let's face it, we've had you in here every single week with The Week in Rage. There's a lot of stuff that you want to get off your chest, a lot of stuff that you are not happy seeing the way the world is going. And you're trying to point that out, right, Ace?
Yeah, and it's all just chronicled in the book along with some stories and, the story of sort of how I got into show business, going all the way through, you know, sort of a little about the author at the beginning, some childhood stuff, some stories people know, some stories people don't know, and then just a basic run through of all the complaints and all the, and this, the same stuff you hear me yapping about every week on your show, consolidated into just a quick 256 pages.
It does seem like America is heading in a direction where we're doing far fewer things that make common sense and more things just for political correctness. Am I right?
Absolutely, and the book does tackle a lot of that stuff, although none of it comes to mind right now. But yeah, it's that same thing we always. I mean, I always just bring up sort of the peanut butter allergies as the example I always go to, and it, just the stuff. I mean, just for instance, my son, when he was about 4 months old, was supposed to be fitted with a corrective helmet because he had asymmetry in his skull. Mm-hmm. And I said, "What do you mean a corrective helmet?" And I said, "Oh, it's basically a $4,000 hockey helmet. It's the equivalent of a retainer that you wear on your head instead of in your head." And I started talking to other people, Joel McHale, friend of the show, mm-hmm. an all-around good guy, and he said, "Oh yeah, my son needed one of those orthopedic helmets as well." And I start talking to other people like, "Yeah, my son needed one too." And I thought, well, how have we changed physiologically that much in 25 years? Meaning no one I ever grew up with had one of those helmets. Why does every other kid need one now? And then I thought, oh, that's right. We're white and we have insurance and you saw us pull up in an SUV. And then you go to the expert and the expert says, just like when they say free brake inspection or free termite inspection, they don't come in and go, well, no termites here. That was a huge waste of our company time. We'll be leaving now. There's a reason why they got a fleet of vans with giant styrofoam termites on top of them, and it's because they find termites. So the expert says, your son, he literally said, my son's, his glasses wouldn't sit right on his head in years to come. And we spent $4,000 on this crappy helmet. The kid was supposed to wear it 23 hours out of the day.
Oh, my God.
7 days a week. We pulled it onto his little sweaty head. He started squealing like the pigs you love so much, Bean. And we pulled it right off him about 5 minutes later, and I gave my wife that look of, I know we're bad parents, and she gave me that, yes, we are, but we're not going to deal with it. And now the kid's 4 and a half, and he's perfect.
He's like, yeah, he's fine.
He's a great-looking little kid. He didn't need this helmet. We have crafted a society where if you don't get the kid the helmet, you're a bad parent. And I just happen to know there's no way 50% of the kids could need helmets now and 0% of them needed them in 1971.
That's a great example of what you're talking about. And I also think flipping through the book, when I see, you know, what you have to write about immigration and you have to write about a lot of other things that have to go on with government, America would be a much better place to live if a guy like you were running things, Ace.
Well, thanks. I know everyone thinks Bean's kidding. I don't. No, for me, it's just common sense, most of this stuff. It's just sort of good, just horse sense or whatever they used to call it back in the day. I don't know how smart horses are. Bean, you probably know more about that, but I'm just saying, like, most of this stuff, it's just basic, just good basic stuff. And I finally got all my thoughts together, captured them, and put them down in the book. And I would start complaining, but I would always end with a joke, so it didn't come across as too heavy-handed. And it's been awesome. We're in the top 50 of Amazon bestsellers, and we're not even out until Tuesday.
Yeah. The book is called In 50 Years We'll All Be Chicks and Other Complaints from an Angry Middle-Aged White Guy. And I know from your website, adamcarolla.com, and also following you on the Twitter, that you are actually signing copies for people if they want to send you their dust jackets, right?
Yeah, boy, be careful what you ask for. When I announced sometime in July that the first 5,000 copies that got sold got something called a book plate, and I didn't even know what a book plate was, but it's evidently something you can sign and put in every book instead of sign every book.
Ah, okay.
I now have a box of book plates at my house, 5 1,000 book plates, and I started signing them yesterday, and I got about 80 in, and my arm got tired, and I decided to watch the rest of TMZ. And I'm just staring down the barrel of two cases of these book plates. And what they look like, it's almost like if someone just bought you, you know, a couple hundred decks of cards and didn't open them and just said, sign every single card in this thing, and we're going to include it in the book. But, yeah, I told people, if you get it and you take off the jacket and send it in, I'll sign it, same as I did with the hammer.
See, that's the kind of personal service you don't get from that goddamn Stephen King. Am I right?
Oh, Jesus, that homo.
The book is terrific. I hate to sound like Larry King, but seriously, we don't recommend very many books on this show. But you, if you like this show, and more importantly, if you love the Ace Man like we do, you will love this book. In 50 years, we'll all be chicks and other complaints from an angry middle-aged white guy. Available everywhere on Tuesday out on Random House. Adam, seriously, great work, man. Congratulations. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks. And you can pre-order it on Amazon if you can't wait.
And you should. Have a great weekend, dude.
Thanks, Bean.
So,
oh, F.
Yay.
What? Halloween weekend, Mike. Time for a little bit of Halloween spooks.
Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Ghostly things are gonna happen. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah. Halloween spooks outside my window. Halloween spooks behind the tree. I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my window pane.
All over this great land of ours, conversations like this are going on. I don't know. What are you going to be? What are you going to be? I don't know. What are you going to be?
Yeah.
It's tough. I mean, unless you're like Lisa May and you don't care really what people think and you just put some keys on your belt and wear a t-shirt and claim you're a lesbian.
I had lesbian glasses on as well.
You did put the glasses on. That's true. It is tough sometimes to come up with that one that's special, that's not trite, but is still funny and is topical. And that's why we're going to look for help. If you've got an awesome idea for a costume and you are willing to share with the other Kevin and Bean listeners, we want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067. I particularly want, you know, you always look for what's happening in the news. I mean, don't you think that this year, for instance, there are going to be lots of Chilean miners, for instance? You're going to see a lot of that going
on. I hadn't thought of that.
You're going to see, I guarantee you're going to see some Jersey Shore kids.
Yes, I heard a woman at Kinko's yesterday talking about how her kid was going to be Snooki.
Yeah, and that's the worst, okay? That's the bottom of the barrel, because that's the, I think I'm so clever, and really there's going to be about 10,000 of these Snooki / situations at every party.
Sometimes you're looking for easy.
It's easy, but it doesn't mean it's a bad costume, though. Right. I mean, I can envision a situation, no pun intended, I can envision a scenario where a Snooki costume, for instance, could be very, very funny. I mean, if you really are going to go for it and bronze yourself up like an Oompa Loompa, that could be a pretty funny guy, especially you're round like a bowling ball like Snooki is.
Yeah.
It strikes me as the costume that the Today Show would dress up as. It's the one that we think we're so funny, in actuality it's not very clever.
We're going to scoff at these costumes?
No, I scoff at everything, yeah.
I don't. I'm impressed.
So, Psycho Mike, what's your great idea? Again, we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. If you've got an awesome costume for 2010 that you are willing to share, we want to hear from you. What's your great idea there, Michael?
I'm going to be either Kofi Annan or...
Or, is that you knowing your Love Line audience?
Yes. Or Hedo Rick.
Or Hedo Rick.
Hedo Rick from the YouTube video. Strong. Now, what is he wearing, though? Isn't he just wearing like tiny little briefs?
Yeah, but I have to dye my hair to be older guy hair, gray hair, mm-hmm. and wear the old man thong. There's like the young buff stud on the European beaches thong, and then there's the I'm a disgusting guy from Arizona who's at hedonism thong.
Right.
I'd have to find one of those, and just the laminate badge for hedonism. That's pretty much it. It's daring.
That's pretty easy, though.
And especially in October weather, it's going to be a bit frigid, but I don't know. I'm going to end up going as me because I'm going to be at work.
Well, there's
not. It is a little bit tougher for guys, I think, in that guys don't have the option to be the slutty fill-in-the-blank, right?
Right.
That
we is can the be one... anything you as can long be anything. As our top is low-cut.
And you don't even have to be ripped from the headlines if you're a woman. You can just be the slutty nurse or the slutty construction worker, the slutty police officer, whatever you want to be.
Slutty teacher. It's easy.
Yeah, It is a little bit tougher for the guys, but that's why we're looking for your help. In fact, Psycho Mike, didn't you have some words of advice perhaps for the ladies who are planning out their outfits for Sunday night?
Yes. Look, I know that this kind of weird puritanical society that we live in here in the United States tells you that you shouldn't express your sexuality, ladies. I understand that, and that sucks. So this is your excuse to do that, and with no regrets, you can go out and wear something totally slutty.
No one will judge you.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean that all ladies have earned that right, okay? There should be like a, I don't know, size 2 minimum.
Oh, come on. Size 2? Come on.
No, I'm just saying, like, it gets a little out of control when every girl's like, I'm going to be a slutty nurse. And you say, well, yeah, you're a buck 80. You might want to scale that back and just go as the nurse or go as, you know.
You don't want to be Little Precious in a bustier?
Right. Go as Barry Bonds.
But girls want to be sexy.
I know they do.
They can at least spill out here, on the top, right?
Here's my deal. If you haven't made the effort to be sexy 364 days out of the year, 365 being October 31st is not the best time to choose that day. That's my point.
Right. That may be something to keep in mind, I guess.
All right.
All right, let's take one before the break, and this is a perfect example of Cindy's online. This is a perfect example of what I'm talking about, which is something that is timely and topical and potentially very funny, and this is the kind of Halloween costume that I think is going to be great for you on Sunday night. Cindy, tell everybody what you got in mind.
You know the game Angry Birds on the iPhone app?
Oh, yeah.
Most popular phone game in America, right.
Yep, I was going to be the red bird, and my friend was going to be the green pig.
See, there you go.
How about that?
And what do you do? How are you dressing up as a red bird?
We just kind of like cut out fabric, and we just kind of made it.
You going to a party?
Yes.
Pretty strong. All right, good call. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's right.
1-800-520-1067. We're asking you to share. Now, I know that there are some people who want to be the only one in the world, but let's face it. Somebody out there listening is not likely to be at the same party you are, so you can afford to hand this one out for free, right? Give us a call. We'll take your calls for Halloween costume suggestions right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. That's how you want to spend your Friday being yelled at by Rise Against on 106.7 K-Rock, KROQ. It is 741. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph's got the movie beat coming up next hour, by the way, to talk about the new Saw film and everything else in theaters. Right now, we're looking for your help with other listeners out there who may be having trouble coming up with a great Halloween costume. 1-800-520-1067. What do you got this year that you are proud of? Let's try Ryan. I am intrigued by his idea on line 4. Hey, Ryan. Thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. What are you going to ask?
Morning, Kevin and Bean. Morning, Victoria.
Hi.
I'm actually going to the most interesting man in the world from the Dos Equis commercials.
Right. I love the idea. How do you execute that?
I'm just going to go with my friends. You know, the commercials, how they do, like, the ghost walks around and picks up his chain. So all my friends are going to be all the people that do the examples. I'm going to be the most interesting man.
And you're just going to stand there and be all handsome and Mexican? I mean, that's about it?
Yep, with the Dos Equis bottles, you know how I do.
All right. Good call. Thank you. Let's try Michael. He's got some great ideas, too. I didn't even think about this. Line 6, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on, dude?
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Good morning, Lisa May.
Good morning.
For Halloween, I'm going to be the home invasion guy from YouTube.
Antoine Dodson?
Yeah, hide your kids, hide your wife.
Nice.
That's
like
going to
that.
Be a very, very popular costume this weekend, for sure.
Well.
My friend's going to be the double rainbow guy.
Oh, no kidding. That's
now,
awesome.
What do you do to look like Bear? How can you be the double rainbow guy?
He's been growing.
Okay, with the language, but we get the idea. Okay. Antoine Dodson and the double rainbow guy. Both great costumes, both pretty easy to put on, too.
Yeah.
All right, let's try Fiona, line 2. Here's a variation on the Jersey Shore theme. Hi, Fiona. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi. So I have a guy friend that's going to dress up as the guy that punches Snooki. So he can punch every Snooki out there.
Oh, there you go. That's a dream come true. Thank you very much for the call. Let's try Randy, line 1, 1-800-520-1067. Looking for your great ideas for Halloween costumes. Help out your fellow listeners. What do you got for us, Randy?
What's going on, guys? Hi, Callie.
Hi.
I'm going to be Kenny Powers.
Oh,
I love that.
S&P.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a pretty good costume. I bet there's going to be a lot of those, but they're going to be cool. Great call, man. Thank you. Let's try Jonathan, line 8. Hey, Jonathan. Thanks for calling. What's going on?
Hey, Jonathan.
Jonathan
talk to us.
Jonathan, we actually picked up the phone.
Listening to the radio.
Yeah, yeah, I suppose.
Let's see how long this is going
to
go.
All right. Guy on the phone named Jonathan who's listening to the Kevin and Bean show sucks.
I don't even think he's listening to the radio. I think he's just talking to somebody else.
Yeah,
I'm putting him on hold.
Okay.
Let's try Ayla or Isla on line 4 on the Kevin and Bean show. Please put that one on hold for us, please. 1-800-520-1067. Isla, thanks for calling. What do you got?
Ayla,
okay.
I'm the 34th Chilean miner.
Okay, now how do you be the 34th Chilean miner? What's different about him or how does he look?
Well, because there's only 33, so you'd be all dirty like the one that didn't get saved.
Oh, he's going to be the dead Chilean miner.
Yeah.
You're playing the guy that's still underground? That's a little esoteric.
Oh, yeah.
And can I ask, have you gotten, let's say, like a spelunking helmet or anything to make you everybody know that you're a miner, not just a dirty bum?
Well, I'm going to be all dirty with 34 on my chest. And that's about all, except for explaining it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'll be explaining it all night.
There's still time to change that.
Oh, can I have some help then?
Yeah. Like I said, how about a miner's helmet? Maybe a pickaxe?
Perfect. Sounds good.
All right.
All right. Thanks for the call. Ralph's got the showbiz beat next, right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're going to talk about World War Z, the world's foremost authority on the upcoming zombie invasion. Author Max Brooks joins us after the top of the hour here on Friday, the 29th of Rocktober.
One, two, three.
Go, Chip.
Solo,
go, Chip. Go, Chip.
Yeah.
Well done. Well done, everybody. We thought it was about time you got your own little bit of a spotlight there, Chip. So.
I wish audience could see Chip's face because it did make it all worth it. I don't know how well that translated in radio, but it did make it all worth it.
She was a little bit surprised to find herself soloing right there. That's what she really counted on. All right. Ralph is here with another look at the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Cast from Hangover may not have wanted Mel Gibson to join them, but Mike Tyson said he would have been fine with the idea.
I'm sure.
That's who you want on your side. Mike Tyson.
Yeah. That's right.
When it comes to public scandals. He said about Mel's behavior regarding those phone calls he made to his then-girlfriend, Oksana Grigorieva. We all have that guy in us, he said.
Oh, no, Mike.
He added, he thinks Mel might need someone to talk to. You think? Oh, man. Rihanna wasn't even at her best friend Katy Perry's wedding.
What's up with that, by the way?
They're bestest buds.
Yeah.
And yet Rihanna did not travel to India to be there. When Katie and Russell Brand said their I do's, she told Extra that her new album Loud is out in 2 weeks, so she needed to have constant contact with the studio and her record label. Since the Tiger Reserve in India, where the ceremony was being held, didn't have cell phone or internet service, Rihanna decided she couldn't be there. She said Katie totally understood.
Really? For 2 days she couldn't?
That's what I'm saying.
Check out?
That does seem weird.
And
if they're really best
friends. If the CD's out in 2 weeks, it's in the can, it's finished. There's nothing you can do now. Yeah. It's being pressed and packaged as we speak at the very least, right? If it's not already sitting in boxes in a warehouse someplace.
Maybe she just didn't want to go to India.
Didn't want to fly to India, exactly. Yeah.
Which, although, I got to tell you, her excuse is much better than Bean's excuse for not attending my wedding.
Which was?
I don't want to go.
Sounds like fun.
It's a long way to travel.
So, at least Rihanna made something up.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I was being honest, though. That's better,
right? I appreciate it. Something being said. Oh, no. My lamb is going to drop a foal.
Whatever they do up there. Whatever they do up there.
Hear the bar.
On the farm. Oh, fans of Big Love are devastated.
What?
HBO has announced that the show has been canceled.
I love that show.
The polygamist family of Mormons will call it quits after one more season. It starts in January, so you'll get the final season next year. But after that, that'll be it.
Well, it had a good run.
It did.
Yeah.
It was a real good show, too.
Mm-hmm.
One dude with like four wives.
It's fascinating.
Can you imagine? That guy never had a moment's television watch and it wasn't interrupted. Exactly. Mm-hmm. It was always something. Oh, take this out. Do this thing.
Yeah. Look, I've got one wife, and I'm having trouble justifying watching the World Series this week. I can't imagine what it would be like with four of them yelling at you.
I can't imagine either. Portia de Rossi and her wife, Ellen DeGeneres, are very much in love. Portia's got a new book out called Unbearable Lightness, where she talks about how Ellen DeGeneres saved her life.
Wow.
When they met, Portia was suffering from anorexia and bulimia.
Dude.
This was on her days on Ally McBeal. At her lowest, she said she weighed 82 pounds.
Dude.
Sick. Courtney Thorne-Smith was on that show as well and was really having difficulties dealing with her weight because Calista Flockhart weighs 10 pounds all the time.
Yeah.
So did the girls decide to have a starve off?
Well, I mean, they
could be the thinnest?
They all felt huge next to her.
She collapsed on a film set back in 2001 because of the disease and was eventually diagnosed due to her eating disorder with osteoporosis, cirrhosis of the liver, and lupus.
Oh, my God.
Mm. Wow.
She met Ellen, and she said Ellen saw a glimpse of her inner being.
Yeah, I bet she did. I bet she looked at your inner being.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think this is a serious discussion she's trying to have here,
I'm sorry.
Then reached in and pulled her out, she said. Yeah, I bet she reached in.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either, but it sounds filthy. Anyway, she said it was Ellen's love that enabled her to seek help and get better, and now she's fat.
She got back to a steady weight on a steady diet of tacos.
What? I know it's unlikely if she's listening and heard this conversation, but I'd love to have Portia de Rossi on to talk about her book.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would love that.
We'd rather talk about tacos.
Yeah.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Chris Baio from Vampire Weekend. He's 26 years old today.
Plays Batman in the movies, too, right? Same guy?
No, that's Christian Bale.
I'm sorry, not my
Baio. Ben Foster is 30 years old today. Gabrielle Union.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, she's a very attractive young lady. She's 37 years old. Winona Ryder celebrates her 39th birthday. Dan Castellaneta, who does so many voices on The Simpsons, including Homer Simpson himself. He is 53 years old today. And actor Richard Dreyfuss.
This was no boating accident.
Legendary performer from Jaws. How good is Jaws, by the way?
It's a bomb.
They had it on just the other day. They were celebrating. They had a documentary called The Shark Is Not Working, I think it's called, which is sort of the behind-the-scenes story of how all of the odds were stacked against Richard Dreyfuss and Steven Spielberg and the entire cast and crew of that movie. It was just bound to be a failure, and yet, amazingly, it came out as well as it did. And then they showed the film right after that, and I sat through all of it and watched. I said, that damn movie still holds up to this day?
It still holds up. I agree, totally. But I will tell you that my favorite Richard Dreyfuss performance and movie is Close Encounters of the Third Kind,
where he's
so brilliant. That is another Spielberg classic, too.
Yep. He's 63 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Time to talk about zombies.
Did I say zombies? Yes. The undead who walk among us, devouring the innocent and spreading their foul condition through the ranks of humanity.
They're mindless walking corpses and zombies, man. They creep me out.
I can hear them. They're always out there.
It's like they're pretending to be alive.
Is everyone dead?
Dead-ish.
Any zombies out there?
Look at the face. It's vacant with a hint of sadness.
The dead. Who live on living flesh.
They're a guided weapon. Once they lock on you, they're going to come after you until one of two things happens. Either they're destroyed or you are.
I don't know if he is really the world's foremost authority on zombies, but I can't imagine who would be a better candidate. The author of The Zombie Survival Guide and The Zombie Survival Guide Recorded Attacks, Max Brooks, back on The Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, Max? Great to talk to you.
Gentlemen, it's good to be back.
Every time we have you on, I'm just grateful that we've survived another year without the zombies actually breaking out and attacking us and killing humanity.
Well, you know, every year without zombies is a good year for me.
Exactly. Now, are you, this is Bean speaking, I'm actually in Seattle. Are you here with me in Seattle for ZombieCon International 2010 going on today?
Bean, I am here, I am damp, and I'm ready to talk about zombies.
Okay, good. Well, I feel a little bit safer knowing that you're in my town in case the zombies invade this weekend. At least I know you're there. You know, we probably have told you this before, Max, and maybe you hear this every time you do an interview. But when your first book came out, The Zombie Survival Guide, everybody thought, well, that's cute. That's funny. It's a lark. Then we found out that people were not only buying it, they were taking it seriously. They were following the steps in the book. And then almost every time this topic comes up, we discuss with our listeners, and they have an actual guide to surviving a zombie attack in their home. I mean, they have an escape plan. They know what to do. They know where to go. People are genuinely afraid of this actually happening.
Oh yeah, no, the fear is real. Since the book came out in 2003, we've sold over a million copies worldwide, which means one of two things. Either people are ready and prepared, or my father has a very big warehouse somewhere.
He's buying them
either
all to make
possible.
You look good. are the zombies getting any smarter though? Are they you know, dialed in to hear what we're doing to repulse them, and they're making adjustments on their end that makes the old advice out of date?
No, they do not change and adapt. We do, and that's our advantage.
Okay.
I see what you're saying. Okay. So as long as we've got a plan in effect, we're in business. Now, what kinds of record? I didn't see the second book. Tell me about Recorded Attacks. What goes on there?
Recorded Attacks, the actual stories appear in the original Zombie Survival Guide. We've just illustrated them to make them literally more graphic. And it's historical attacks back from the Stone Age to the modern age. So they've always been with us, and they're coming again.
How far back do you find references to zombies in history?
We have references back to the Neolithic era of cave paintings, of the first men realizing there's something out there and it's trying to wipe us out.
Wow. I had no idea. So zombies aren't something that were made up by Hollywood then and then have been popular since then. It has been it's been a primal fear of mankind as far back as we go.
No, Hollywood is just interested in making money, unlike me, who's just trying to save lives.
That's all it's all about. What do you think of the recent changes in zombie cinema, how they have, the zombies now seem to be much faster, for instance, as just one example? Do you think that that's a representative, or is that just fanciful work of a screenwriter somewhere?
You know, I think as long as people understand that that's entertainment, we're fine. And by the way, the new trend in fast zombies is nowhere near as dangerous to us as in the 1980s when we had Return of the Living Dead. They're back from the grave and ready to party.
Why do you think that zombie was more dangerous than the zombies of today?
Well, that zombie was so dangerous because that's what people expected to see. That's not real zombies. Zombies don't say more brains, mm-hmm. and they don't dance like in the Thriller video. That's mm-hmm. a serious misconception, and that misconception will get you killed.
Interesting. Now, I have also heard, speaking of Hollywood, is there some talk that World War Z will become a book, or is a book, but will become a movie?
That's what they tell me. I've heard that it's Brad Pitt's company. It is Brad Pitt himself who would like to star in it. It's Mark Forster who is going to direct it. It's Matthew Michael Carnahan who wrote the script. So apparently they have the pieces in place. But you'll probably find out before me if it actually gets made.
Well, that's impressive.
When you're traveling, Max Brooks is on the phone with us, the author of The Zombie Survival Guide. When you're traveling, like this weekend, you're away from home where I'm sure you've got a bunker set up. Is there anything that you take with you on the road in the event of a zombie emergency?
Yes. I take with me my human brain, which gives me everything that I need. I can plan, I can adapt, I can coordinate, and in a worst-case scenario, I can walk away quickly.
That is good to know.
So you're way better than, forget one-on-one, if it were 10-on-1, 10 zombies and one Max Brooks, you think you'd still win. That's how confident you are in your advice.
I am supremely confident because the first thing is I wouldn't try to take him on. I would walk away quickly. And don't run, kids, because you just trip and hurt yourself.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Good to know.
Are you comfortable enough with where you are in zombies to play a zombie for Halloween? Is that a costume you personally would ever put on?
I would not be comfortable because I may get decapitated by one of my readers.
Oh, yeah. They see you and they just get confused.
Like the Bill Murray incident.
Right.
That's
and
right.
I say this. Yeah. And
from
I think,
Zombieland,
look, people,
yeah.
Yeah, please do not be proactive, okay? Because there's a huge difference between a zombie and a drunk frat boy. So don't just decapitate anybody.
Just walk away quickly.
It is going to be very confusing. I'm glad you brought that up, Max, because this Sunday there may be some people who may not be paying attention and think that the invasion is on, forgetting for a moment that it's Halloween. You do have to be very careful. You're right about that.
Right. Be very careful on Halloween, folks, because honestly, when the cops roll up to you and you're standing next to a bunch of decapitated corpses saying, "Officer, it's zombies,"
that's not going to fly. One last question for you, Max. I don't know if you do any kind of consulting work for Hollywood, but you know, we're very excited about this new AMC series, The Walking Dead, that debuts on Sunday night. It looks really, really well done. Do you have any insight under what their zombies are all about?
as far as I know, it's failure-proof. It's Frank Darabont. It's the dude who gave us Shawshank. And
right.
It's AMC that gave us Mad Men.
Yes.
Come on.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
how can it miss, right?
Yeah. No, that, I mean, literally, unless something horrific happens, a child falls down a well and takes up all their screen time, this thing's going to be amazing.
It does seem like it's a great time to be in the zombie business, Max. I think you're onto something, pal.
That's what they tell me. I'm just trying to save lives, folks.
The Zombie Survival Guide and The Zombie Survival Guide, Recorded Attacks, and, of course, World War Z, available at bookstores and online everywhere. And don't miss the zombie app that's available in the iTunes store as well, by the way, because you can never be too careful. You can never have too much information, that's for sure.
Okay.
Author Max Brooks, great to catch up with you, man. Thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good to be here. Be safe.
And it was your heart on the line. I really did up this time. Deny my dear, deny my dear.
Been a long time since we heard from Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys, but there they are with their latest on 106.7 K-Rock, K-R-O-Q.
Wow, put it in the file.
It's 8:25. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Kevin and Bean's Las Vegas Road Trip Singles Party at the Luxor Las Vegas, brought to you by the Luxor and the new Warner Woo-hoo! Brothers picture called Due Date. Woo! We're going next weekend, actually leaving on Thursday, broadcasting live from Las Vegas next Friday. If you want to go with us, we'll give you a chance to win your way in less than an hour from now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, Ralph's here. It's time for the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
You can see it from space, you know.
What's that?
The Luxor.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
You know that light they have at the top of the pyramid there?
Now he's in.
You can see it from space.
So the Great Wall, Precious, and the Luxor. Those are the three items you can see from space. Okay.
There's a bunch of movies coming out this weekend. Blah, 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 blah. No one cares. Saw 3.
That's what I'm talking about.
Saw 3D opens this weekend. It's so hard and often confusing for me for Saw 3D not to be the third in the Saw series.
Yeah.
Because usually that's how they put it together.
Like,
you know,
Jackass 3D or Shrek 3D, right?
But this is the 7th, I believe, in the Saw franchise. And they claim the final installment.
Uh-huh.
To Jigsaw's legacy, and this film is a fitting farewell, if that's the case. They gather up several of Jigsaw's survivors in this film, and they all come together to seek the support of a self-help guru who's also a survivor, a character named Bobby Daggett from one of the earlier films. And there's a new wave of terror unleashed in this film, and in this one, all the traps come alive. They're right there in your face. It's in 3D.
Yeah,
that's a great way to see a horror movie. Here is a scene from Saw 3D.
Oh, God.
You want to know the only thing wrong with killing you, Jill? I can only do it once.
Know what happens there. It doesn't sound good.
I'm tired.
Oh.
They had Rammstein in the back.
Yeah, that looks pretty rough. It sounds pretty rough anyway. Yeah. These movies are... Here's the thing. I am not a big fan of the uber graphic violence. Mm-hmm. However, Saw does it in a stylish thriller style that really, I think, is very powerful.
So it's still torture porn, but it's entertaining torture porn.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I guess, I know, I'm torn myself because I usually don't go in for that kind of stuff. But the style of which this is presented, it has been throughout the entire series, it's just great stuff.
I'm waiting for the Glee tribute episode to Saw. That's the show that I want to see.
Great.
Make it a musical.
Guy in the wheelchair and like spikes coming up through the seat.
Yeah.
Piercing
the one by one they get killed off on the show.
Piercing his buttocks. Yeah, also opening in theaters this weekend, Aftershock. Anyone?
That would be about what? Starring whom?
It's a drama based on the Tangshan earthquake in China.
Hey!
Anyone?
No.
Inspector Bellamy, starring Gerard Depardieu.
I am unfamiliar with that one.
I am an inspector.
All right. A Wild Target with Emily Blunt and Rupert Grint.
Wild Target.
The wild target?
The girl who kicked the hornet's nest?
What the hell
okay,
is going on?
No, we know what that is.
But this is in Swedish, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the...
I saw the first one in Swedish. It was good.
It's from that guy, the girl with this dragon tattoo from that series of books.
Now, people will go see this one because they are invested even in the Swedish version.
Or they'll wait for the, you know, right-thinking God Bless America version where they speak English the way all the world should.
Thanks, Kevin. Nothing's any good unless it's in English. Thanks.
And then Monsters, of course, opens this weekend starring Scoot McNairy and Whitney Abel.
Oh, thank God they're together
again. What's
going
on?
So glad Scoot's making another movie. You don't see enough Scoot McNairy movies.
Is this just everybody else saying, look, people are going to go see Saw. There's nothing we can do, so let's dump whatever we got.
That's pretty much it. So your decision is made for you. Do yourselves a favor. Enjoy a scary Halloween weekend and check out Saw 3D. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
You are listening to the world-famous Kevin and Bean Show. You've never really heard it said like that before on a Friday, and I'm very, very sad. I got to be honest.
Why?
Ask me what died.
What died?
America died. America died when they decided that they were going to give The Situation a book deal. Mike The Situation Sorrentino has a book coming out called Here's the Situation, A Guide to Creeping on Chicks, Avoiding Grenades, and Getting Your GTL on the Jersey Shore. That's a book that is being made that people are going to buy. It's going to be in stores.
People
That's real.
Buy it. That's the saddest part.
Let's find out what's going on. We got the Sitch on the phone with us right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Mike.
Yo.
How are you? What's going on?
Yo, just living the good life. Hey.
I know you are. Is it a nonstop disco at your house? Does the music ever stop in The Situation's bachelor pad?
That never stops. 24/7, I'm beating the beat up. Hey.
Okay. What do they pay you for a book called Here's the Situation?
Who knows? What do I look like, an accountant? I just like to stay tan, like stay muscular, and I like to go meet the ladies at the club. Hey, yo, I just let my friends handle that. You know, I just keep checking my bank account. It keeps getting bigger. Just like,
okay.
You know, just like my pecs or my delts.
All right, let me ask you about a couple of things in your book. Now, here's the situation. It's basically it's advice book for everybody else so that they can live like you do on the Jersey Shore, right?
That's right, yo. It's like pearls of wisdom, you know, from the situation. And speaking of pearly stuff, Lisa May, I got something pearly white for you.
Okay.
Right here.
No, can we not go?
Lisa May, you looking good. No grenade over there. I was thinking about you the other night. I'd like to take your panties, soak them in a hot tub, make some pasta vajoule. Oh.
Does that work for you?
It sure does.
All right, situation.
Have you seen my abs, yo?
Yeah, everybody's... Yeah. And as a matter of fact, on the book cover, you've got your shirt pulled up in the jacket, and you are showing your abs on the cover of the book.
That's one of the pearls of wisdom inside my book, The Situation. You know what I'm saying? Here's the situation. Play to your strengths. I know I got a chiseled midsection. Why not show it off here, right here on the book cover? You know what
okay.
I'm saying? Maybe you can judge a book by its cover. Oh.
What are the words of advice that you give, and I'm going to ask you to expand upon this a little bit, situation, is the best sex is often with a grenade because she's so grateful. What's that about?
That is correct. Sometimes when a girl is, say, ugly or overweight, and God has, you know, tainted her with the grenade stick, you can see that she will work harder to impress you because her self-esteem will oftentimes be in the toilet. So she has to do what she has to do to please the Italian prince, the situation, and manage his ilk.
So hot chicks don't do as much perverted stuff as grenades.
Oftentimes you cannot get the better looking women to do the ATM or the BTL or the BIB or the Bukkake.
I don't want to know what any, I know what that last one is. I don't want to know what the other ones are. All right. What about this? Chicks dig guys with shaved legs. What are you basing that on?
I'm basing it on the fact that I got shaved legs and the chicks dig the situation.
It couldn't be just that you're kind of famous now and that has nothing to do with it?
Whatever it is, I know that I get girls like you. The dime piece is the perfect tens right in my bedroom. You know what I'm saying? And I do damage with my hips. A lot of fast twitch muscular activity in my hip flexes. That's why I drive it home with the badouche.
Did you write this book yourself? I see that you are listing a co-author named Chris Millis on the cover of the book.
Yeah,
She's a good broad. Not only did I knock her boots, she helped me write the book. And
I
in fact, sent over some excerpts from the audio book for you to listen to and tell me what you think.
Oh, there's an audio version of the Situation book also?
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't been released yet. You know, only the hardcover is available at the Amazon.com or whatnot. But I'm working on the audio book. I know what friend, so I sent it over. I thought you'd check it out.
Okay, I appreciate that. I see what you're saying here. All right, so here's a clip from Chapter 1 of the Situations book. Now, this is called Getting a Girl DTF, right?
That's right. You know, you don't want to waste any time having conversations with ladies. It's all about getting them DTF. Check it.
All right, let's hear it.
Yo! Oh! Hey! Ha! Yo! Life could be confusing. For instance, let's say you see a beautiful grade A dime piece at the bar and you realize that to get her to be DTF, you gotta get her drunk. But the problem is, the more alcohol you put in this girl's body, subsequently the better chance she has at becoming a grenade because, oh, alcohol is calorically dense. Hey, so what to do? Remember, roofies ain't got no calories.
Situation.
Advice.
That's terrible advice for anybody. And it's against the law, and you could go to prison for doing something like that.
Maybe where you live, but not on not on Planet Situation. Hey!
You know, it doesn't sound like you actually even wrote that out. It sounded to me like you were making it up off the top of your head.
That could be true. That could be true. What about chapter 2? What
chapter
it means
2.
To be GTL. Everybody wants to know what it's like to be GTL, to get the GTL down right.
All right, let's find out.
I'm going to tell you how to do it.
Yo, GTL is very simple. Gym, to stay looking good. Tan, because you don't want to be pale. Laundry, because your clothes don't want to stink. But here's the thing. Sometimes you go to the G before you hit the L, and next thing you know, you've got the T juices all over your L, and then what to do with the G because you don't want to look bad at the G. You hear me? So, sometimes you gotta mix and match. You gotta go L straight to G, and even though you may be sweaty from the G, after the L, you go back and put on shirt for the shirt, and then you tee a little bit up before you hit the clubs, because all the ladies gonna be DTF 24/7 if you hit the GTL properly. You know what I'm saying? Oh!
No.
Listen, I'm really confused.
Is this the real book, or is this the book before the book?
This might be the book before the book. It's like an intellectual appetizer.
Okay. And I think we have one more audio clip from chapter 3 of the book. What's this about?
Haters and disease.
Yo, haters are gonna come at you. You know, especially when you keep your game tight, like Situation. You just gotta be above that, though. Doesn't matter what the tabloids say. Doesn't matter what the chat room say. Doesn't matter if they say you have Hep C or Hep A or HPV or HIV. Doc Holliday, he had TB, and they've been launching MIRVs. So just make sure that you get your NSAI so you don't have no inflammation. Wash that down with your Zovirax vaccine and your Gardasil vaccine and your penicillin to scrub it down there on your sausage. You know what I'm saying? To stay in the game, to guard yourself from the grenades and to guard yourself from all them haters and the crazy diseases. You know what I'm saying? It's all about the shirt before the shirt. Hey.
Is there a glossary that comes along with this book so that I can translate what the hell you're talking about? Situation? What happened? What, did a rave just break out at your house?
As you play that, I started beating the beat up. I'm really
the book is called Here's the Situation. Buy it or don't. Thanks, Sitch. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, it's Friday, the 29th of October. Good sesh, ladies and gentlemen. Kevin and Bean Show taking it on the road, heading to Las Vegas next Thursday, broadcasting live from there on Friday, thanks to our friends at the Luxor Las Vegas. If you'd like to join us, you are 21 and up, and you are single. It's the latest Kevin and Bean Las Vegas road trip singles party brought to you by Due Date in theaters everywhere on November 5th. That's the new movie from Warner Brothers starring our friend Zach Galifianakis and Robert Downey Jr. So single, 21 and up, you can make it. You can come with us next Thursday, meaning you'll miss some work on Thursday and Friday. But if it sounds like fun, Ralph, we can do the same thing as last time. Look for
capture some Vegas fails to do some redeeming on?
I think so, because this is a great opportunity if you had a bad trip in Vegas to come back and make it something memorable and maybe meet somebody special.
Yeah, we had some great calls earlier today from people who just ran out of money and had no way to get back from Las Vegas, yeah. People who got ripped off in Las Vegas, people who got sick, people who got shot. We're looking for all of your stories of bad times in Las Vegas, because this time it's going to be different, because you'll be going with the Kevin and Bean Show. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls coming up after the top of the hour. Right now, time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
I wonder if Paris Hilton will call in. She had a bad time.
She did. Yeah. You're right.
Remember that gum they found in the bottom of her purse?
Well, it wasn't her purse, but yeah.
Turned out to be cocaine. It wasn't her gum either. Ah, speaking of reality stars, there's only one thing worse than being a reality show joke, like Audrina Patridge.
Yeah.
It's when your mom gets just an ass full of booze, just gets loaded and then starts talking to the paparazzi outside a nightclub.
No.
Defending you with her just white trash potty mouth, chain smoking. Smoking a 900-millimeter cigarette, just ashing everywhere, and it's all just drunken sailor-eyed, just stumbling around. And that's exactly what Audrina's mom did the night she was kicked off Dancing with the Stars. She got a load on and started defending her daughter to the paparazzi, and not only defending her daughter, but saying some crap about some of her former Hills co-stars, Lauren Conrad in particular. I don't have time to play the whole train wreck of an interview here, but here are some highlights from Audrina's mom shooting her mouth off drunkenly to the paparazzi.
That was the number one show, Dancing with Star Rocks. Are you an idiot?
Audrina could have won Dancing with Stars, but it wasn't God's will. Audrina is gonna rise. Hey, she's a Polish Catholic, full-on Italian, not only that, she was raised right. The Hills. Audrina Rock. Hills girls, Hills tramps, especially Lauren Conrad, pissy at little fascist
shit.
That bitch wants to bring it on. Let's go. Happy America. We're all American. Booyah.
Oh, whoa. My God. Yeah. Not doing her daughter any favors with that interview.
She needs to leave town.
Back up.
Yes. She does.
Especially Lauren Conrad, little fashion ass.
Oh, my God.
By the way, F the Hills that gave your daughter the opportunity to have a very, very good life for very, very little effort.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing, Ralph.
Lynn Patridge added, I've been a celebrity mom for 8 years through this Hills BS, and Drina's going to the next level, baby. My baby is a star.
Oh, no.
So deluded.
Wow.
Well, she's got all that talent, Ralph. The Hills was just holding her down.
She's like a Dina Lohan in training.
Wow, that's amazing. Now that I hear that, I have a lot more respect for Audrina that she turned out as well as she did.
Well, that's my favorite part of the interview is where she says, she was raised right.
Yeah.
By whom?
Right.
She would have been better off being a bear cub.
I also like that she's a badass Polack who's full Italian.
Yeah, right.
How does that work?
Polish, Catholic, and full-on Italian.
Well, look.
That's disappointing tape right there.
Yeah.
Disappointing.
But hilarious, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Speaking of hilarious, Will Ferrell is in New York promoting Megamind, his new animated film coming out from DreamWorks, which looks great, by the way. Looks very, very funny. Brad Pitt also stars Tina Fey. And he stopped by the David Letterman show. And Dave was wondering what Will's plans were for the future, and it turns out I had no idea that Will and Celine Dion were so very close. But now that Celine's on maternity leave, Will apparently is going to take over her show in Vegas. That's his plan.
My good friend Celine Dion is...
How are you two friends?
Way back to my days in Quebec.
I thought you were from California.
I spent a semester in Quebec.
Met Celine Dion.
On a city bus, and we've been friends ever.
Just hit it off.
In fact, I want to say hello to the twins, Jacques, okay. Yeah. Jacques and Cousteau.
So,
I'm taking over her show in Vegas.
He was out on stage with a giant neon-lit Celine behind him, and he was climbing on a ladder and singing. And Will always brings it. Whenever he's on a talk show, he always comes prepared with something entertaining. And
he's fearless, too.
He really is. God bless him. Very, very funny stuff.
Want to give you a little TV highlight heads up this weekend. We were talking about zombies earlier. It is that weekend, Halloween weekend, of course. Talking to Max Brooks about his zombie books. This weekend, AMC is finally debuting the much ballyhooed The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Based on the comic book series of the same name, the TV adaptation, brought to you by Frank Darabont, the man who gave you Shawshank Redemption, by the way. Comes on ABC Sunday night, October the 31st at 10 p.m. on AMC, so you might want to check it out. You're doing good work over there at AMC between Breaking Bad and Mad Men and Rubicon. Let's check out today's celebrity birthdays, shall we?
Let's.
Chris Baio, Vampire Weekend. He is 26 years old.
He had that show on VH1 about getting married, and then he was...
Scott Baio. Ben Foster's 30 years old today. Gabrielle Union.
Oh, my God.
He's 37. I'd like to have a union with Gabrielle.
Uh-huh. Standing by that.
Winona Ryder's 39.
I like the Ryder.
What's
oh,
what
dear.
You,
come on, you guys. What do you think? Winona has been off the radar for so long. What do you think her best film was? Winona.
Beetlejuice.
What should she be best remembered for?
She was great in Beetlejuice. She was also really, really good in Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Heathers, of course, was probably her first breakthrough role.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So many good movies, but so long ago. Like, what's
I think
up?
She was hottest in Mr. Deeds.
Yeah. But that's a horrible film.
Yes.
Yes. Dan Castellaneta from The Simpsons is 53 years old today. And actor Richard Dreyfuss from one of my favorite movies of all time, Dooty Kravitz. No, I'm kidding. Jaws. He is 63 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
More foreigners taking jobs away from American musicians. Nice work, you guys. It's 106.7 K-Rock, K-R-O-Q at 9:12. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's on next weekend. Actually, we're going to jump start on the weekend, leaving on Thursday for Kevin and Bean's Las Vegas Road Trip Singles Party. Hit it, Steve.
I'm renting a party bus and taking all you regulars to Las Vegas.
Viva!
It's Kevin and Bean's
Vegas
Road Trip
Singles Party. These road trips, by the way, half the party happens in the bus on the way to Vegas.
That is true.
They always stop off at a cocktail or a liquor store, and then they load the bus up, and by the time the people pour off in the parking lot of whatever casino we're at, it is quite the sight.
That is one of the reasons why you need to be 21 or over. You need to be single. We want to thank our sponsors, the Luxor Las Vegas and Warner Brothers Pictures, called Due Date in theaters everywhere November the 5th, which looks hilarious with Robert Downey Jr. and Zach Galifianakis. So here's the deal. We thought, and we'll do something different every day next week, too, up until Thursday when we leave. We thought, you've been to Las Vegas in the past. Who hasn't? But you had one spectacularly fail trip to Vegas. We want to give you a chance to redeem yourself by coming with us next weekend. So you've got a story where things did not work out for you in Las Vegas at 1-800-520-1067.
Bean, remember when our boss woke up in the fountain at Caesar's Palace?
Yes, I do.
Without his wallet.
That's had right.
Just a bunch of ATM receipts in his pocket and didn't know what happened to all that money.
Yeah, a lot of times, I mean, there's a reason that The Hangover resonated so much with our audience is because who hasn't tried to piece the night before together after waking up somewhere in Las Vegas with a tiger and Mike Tyson? All right, let's take a few calls, then we'll do some more off the air. Lewis gets us started. He is on line 8, joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Lou, welcome to the program, man. What happened to you in Las Vegas?
Morning, guys. Morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
It was an interesting story. Pick up a nice chick, going back to my hotel room.
Good.
As we're in the cab, you know, she's drinking on something. We start to share it. She ends up giving me, I believe, Liquid G. Takes my wallet, takes my money, ends up taking my valet receipt, ends up taking off of my car for 2 days.
No way.
Oh, God.
So I ended up in Vegas carless, moneyless, without no cards. No credit cards, but it was
So you got drugged, and she took off with your wallet and your car. Did you ever get either of them back?
Yeah, well, of course, not the wallet or the credit cards. But, I ended up finding the car back about 3 days later. I had to return back to L.A., so I actually had to make the report. I ended up leaving, coming back, and sure enough, Vegas PD called me back, and they found the car, but it was
not the girl.
Of course not.
Lewis, when you look back, was there any hint at all that something might have been hinky with this girl? Did she seem like too attracted to you? Was she coming on too strong? I mean, did you have any hint at all that she might have been a con artist?
No, not really. I was just pretty happy, you know, that it was at the end of the night, going back to my hotel room. She's pretty, you know, pretty hot chick. But she was just a little too pushy with the drink. But I guess I was a little too hammered, so I couldn't really tell.
You had a big target on your back.
Great call, man. Well, we're going to give you a chance to redeem yourself with us in Las Vegas next Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Hang on for your tickets. Let's try Giovanni, line 4. This is a great anyone that involves jail. That's a weekend to remember. Hey, Giovanni, welcome to the show. What happened?
Hey guys, so basically, a weekend after I turned 21, it was Mother's Day weekend, I went down to Vegas with a couple friends and cousins, and on the way back the next day, I got pulled over, and I got busted for DUI for possession of marijuana, because my car was hotboxed, and I had to go back to Vegas and jail for the weekend while my friends and cousins were partying.
spent the weekend in jail.
Now, in Vegas, they have a pretty dim view of drugs. Did you have to do some time or anything?
They made me stay at least for a day. And the next day, I had to come out and get my car out of the impound. And my mom flew in from L.A. And
On Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah,
You're a good son, Giovanni.
Yeah.
And probably missed your grandmother's funeral that weekend at the time. Hey, please tell me, because you are a dumbass, you did learn your lesson about the DUI. That was the last time, right?
Yes, I did. I learned a lot from
good
it. Man.
Okay, good times. We'll see you next weekend. Thank you. Carla, line 1 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Carla, thanks for calling in. What happened to you and your girlfriends?
Okay, it was Labor Day weekend, girls trip to Vegas, staying at the Encore, nice hotel, Friday and Saturday fine, Sunday, total hangover moment.
Right.
No one knows to this day what happened to me between 4 p.m. and 3 a.m.
Oh.
I ended up somehow, thank God, back in the hotel room, woke up to a crazy party going on in the hotel room. Then we find out one of our girlfriends was missing the whole time I was. She was ambulanced to the hospital. She needed an IV to hydrate herself.
Oh, my God.
I lost my cell phone, my credit card, my ID, so I could not fly home. Yes, I got stuck there for 2 days. I had just gotten a new job, and I got fired, and I've been unemployed ever since. To top it off, I lost a toenail, two fingernails, and
fingernails.
Yeah, they broke. I don't know what happened.
You were buried alive.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
You were buried in the desert. You had to claw your way out.
It was a blast, but we still don't know what happened to my girlfriend.
I love stories, and again, it goes back to the hangover. I love stories of lost time in Las Vegas, where for the rest of your life, you're going to be trying to piece together what must possibly happen.
I lost two fingernails and a toenail.
Yes, and we still don't know. Luckily, the toenail's growing back, though. It's growing back, so I'm okay there.
All right. Carla, can you be trusted if we let you come with us to Las Vegas next weekend?
I can make no promises, but I can have a good time.
Yeah, okay. That's good enough.
She has to be there. I love her.
All right, we'll take a few more off the air. Again, we leave on Thursday, broadcasting live Friday. The Luxor Las Vegas is going to be our host, so thanks to them, and also Warner Brothers Pictures due date in theaters everywhere on November 5th. And by the way, every day next week here on The Kevin and Bean Show, up until when we leave on Thursday, more chances for you to join us if you are single. Just keep listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Nice. 106.7 KROQ. It's the world-famous Derek at 943. All I'm saying, kids, is this has to be good because the band is about to go in mothballs for another 11 months. Today is Friday, the final Friday of the 29th of Rocktober.
Amps.
Well done, you guys. Well done.
Happens.
All right. One more showbiz beat, and then we call it a week and head off into the Halloween weekend. Ralph Garman is here, out from behind the drum kit, talking about what?
Mike Shred.
Yeah, he was. He was going for it.
So shredded.
Shredded.
The ripping and the tearing.
The wild women. The wild women. The ripping and the tearing. The ripping and the tearing.
Oh, yeah. All right. Before I get to the showbiz news, I would like to give away some tickets
Do it!
That are very appropriate for Halloween. These are run of engagement passes to see the Universal Pictures motion picture Saw 3D. This Halloween. Opens this weekend. Opens today.
Yeah.
Is in theaters as we speak. But for as long as this movie's in theaters, these passes will be good for you to go see Saw 3D.
So I want a good movie.
Well, Saw 3D is just that, Kevin. If you'd like to go, 1-800-520-1067 is the number. First five callers who get through will get a pair of passes, and you can see Saw 3D at your leisure.
No, no, I've not seen these movies. Does he have a saw?
Can you believe me? So glad he's on vacation. So glad he's not here anymore.
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm still in the shock. I'm still here. You can't see everything. Look, everybody has movies that are popular that they haven't seen.
But you have gaping holes.
Oh. That is what she said.
You have gaping holes in your cinematic experiences that
I don't
are just
go to a lot
inexplicable.
Of horror movies.
Inexplicable.
I don't,
not
I don't
just
go to
horror
movies.
I've never seen an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. I've never seen one of the Alien films.
He's never seen Die Hard.
I've never seen any of the Die Hard films. Just a ridiculous list of great movies you've never seen.
I've missed a few. I will be honest. But too few to mention.
I did catch that film about the Scandinavian postal worker.
Hey, that was a good movie, man. Trust me on that.
F you. Speaking of movies, they sold yesterday the 1964 Aston Martin DB5 that was used in Goldfinger. With all the guns that come out of the headlights and the rotating license plate and the oil slick.
That's pretty cool.
Things in the back and everything. Yeah, they sold it at auction. The guy who bought it in 1969 at another car auction for $12,000.
You got to be kidding me.
And so he put it up for auction this week, and it just sold yesterday. What do you think it went for? This is one of the classic motion picture prop cars of all time.
And a mint condition 62 Aston Martin would be hundreds of thousands of dollars as is.
As it is, yeah. But this one is the one. This is the hero car. This is the one Sean Connery drove around in Goldfinger, one of the greatest James Bond movies ever.
I'm going to guess $450,000.
It's an excellent guess, Mike. But actually went for $4.6 million. $4.6 million it sold for.
And that's more than he paid for it.
That is a little bit more, yeah. Jeez, I think I'm on the Antique Roadshow. That was fun. That was enjoyable. Let's talk about Portia de Rossi, shall we?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
She is a lovely lady and a talented actress. And, of course, are they married? Are they officially legally married, Ellen DeGeneres and Portia?
I think they're as married as they could be.
As they can be. Apparently she's got a new book coming out called Unbearable Lightness, which is about her battle with anorexia and bulimia. And apparently...
The salute to tuna!
Apparently, she credits her love with Ellen DeGeneres that pulled her back from this horrible disease that she was suffering. She was going through it during her days on Ally McBeal. She weighed at, apparently, her lowest, 82 pounds.
Thank you, Spencer. I don't remember her ever looking that thin on that show.
Yeah. She collapsed on a film set back in 2001. And because of anorexia and bulimia, which she had a severe case of both, she was diagnosed with osteoporosis, which, of course, is the weakening of the bones. I guess she wasn't getting enough calcium. Cirrhosis of the liver, lupus.
Mm.
And she started her relationship with Ellen shortly thereafter, and she says, Ellen saw a glimpse of my inner being, then reached in and pulled her out. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Deep
I only paid for this much carpet, but look at how much I got.
Uh-oh.
She was not only great. Well, she's an excellent actor. She was not only great on Arrested Development, and I know I was one of the only few people who really liked that Better Off Ted show that she was on, but
she
was so funny on that show, too. I really like her.
She's very talented. I enjoy her work enormously. Now she has a very healthy diet. Apparently, she is now a practicing vegetarian.
Ah! Come on!
I mean vegetarian. I'm sorry. I know. I just slipped.
I love fish tacos, but are they better than eating beef tacos?
Apparently. Oprah Winfrey has found a new way to unwind. She is on on stands this week in the new Usly Weekly magazine doing some fly fishing with her girlfriend, Gail King, at the Yosemite National Park. Do you imagine Oprah Winfrey fly fishing ever?
No.
No.
No, I can't.
as a pastime that she would like to enjoy?
I could see her like a Kodiak bear just grabbing fish out of the with her bare hands and eating them.
Just at the top of the waterfall.
Gale!
As they swim. Maybe flies were just around her. It looked like she was fly fishing, but it was just flies. What must it be like for Stedman when Oprah and Gale are jetting off to romantic weekends all the time?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying.
Stedman.
You never hear about him anymore. Is he around at all?
Yes, he is. She said she was talking to Jenny McCarthy on her show one time recently about the public breakup of her and Jim Carrey. And she said, this is why I don't talk about Stedman anymore, about our relationship, because I don't want people to be all up in our business. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're very much still together, but we just don't go out publicly or do anything anymore.
But that he's a beard. She added that, though, right?
No, she did not add that. Said, now, excuse me, I have to go fly fishing with Gale.
Which sounds like one of Ralph's euphemisms.
I have to go bait Gale's hook, is what she said. I don't even know what that means, but it sounds filthy. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Richard Dreyfuss is 63 years old today. Dan Castellaneta. What a tremendous voice talent from The Simpsons. 53 years old today. He does Homer, of course. Krusty the Clown. No, I think it's Hank Azaria. Anyway, very, very talented guy. 53 years old. Winona Ryder's 39.
Oh.
Gabrielle Union celebrates her 37th birthday. Actor Ben Foster is 30. I had an email from somebody who didn't know who Ben Foster was. Ben Foster is the actor who is very good, and he is in a lot of things.
like what would be one example of something?
Some of the Ben Foster films that you've enjoyed in the past.
Buddy Jerry, and they started that ice cream thing.
That's right. He also has that little side business
going. I don't think
that's
it either. Is he also in those TV shows that feature actor Ben Foster? Is he in those?
Yes, he starred in those as well.
I know the guy you're talking about.
Yes. And rock musician Chris Bale from Vampire Weekend is 26 years old today. Oh, it's been a long week. Let's go home. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat. Happy Halloween, everybody!
Yeah!
Thank you very much, Ralph, and thanks to everybody for listening today. Don't forget, an all-new Kevin and Bean show comes your way on Monday. TMZ.com's Harvey Levin is going to be here. Matt Money Smith will be in here to break down the World Series and also the start of the NBA season and whatever your Eagles are going to do this weekend. Ralph, he'll be talking about that.
They're going to rest this weekend.
Give you a chance to ask Ozzy. We'll tell you about that on Monday. And more tickets for the Kevin and Bean Singles Las Vegas party as well. That's right here Monday morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean show. Let's sing that song. Let's get out of here the way we love to get out of here.
Through the door?
Maybe in about 2 minutes. Darn. Officially, it's not a weekend until we sing about not bogarting. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Can I have a hug?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I don't want to take my pants off.
Roll another one.
Tina, come get some ham.
Just like the other one.
Tell us about that. Are you gay?
This one seems to be about to quit.
Hungry like the vagina.
It's going to be very hot, going to be very uncomfortable for everybody. Want anybody yelling? We get anybody yelling around here anymore today, and then the is going to hit the fan.
Roll,
roll,
roll, roll, roll, roll, roll, roll.
I have a dick.
Pam Anderson?
Just like the other.
You wouldn't say that to Tom Petty, would you?
This one seems to be about to end.
Good guy. Nice man.
I don't have another cent.
Being from Tennessee, are you as big of a fan of Paramore as I am?
I don't give a...
Let's pass it around.
I don't know what you're talking about.
When can we get jiggy with it?
I'm just passing on down.
This is it. Your time is through.
You're boring.
Well, this is a big bust.
You're rambling on, no end in sight.
You're boring.
Very well, then. The Falcon has spoken.
Cut, print, gay.
I had a lot of fun. Is there any chance we can come back and do this some other time?
Yes, sure.
had to think about that one, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. This is an utter failure. We need to end it and let these boys go home. Sorry, we're out of-